dum 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 dum.
I want to win the games until he dies playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to win the games until he dies playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games are more interesting than radio.
Alright. This is C4.
Roger.
Wolf.
And this is Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 26. You know, all week on the website I talked about the format of the show and how I wasn't very happy at all with the turn that it's taken. It became me just reading the news. I know you guys don't listen to it. And Wolf here, like, is here for it, but he's not. He's here in the room, but he's like, the lights are on, but nobody's home kind of thing. I get the occasional random comment out of you. I don't know what that is, but I know the problem, I think, has been that we didn't have enough people here. We had a problem recently just trying to get a hold of people and get people roused together to do the show. But thank God we got Hunter here. Today I went back and listened to some of the older shows, and the ones that I seemed to like the best and seemed the easiest to listen to, at least, you know, without getting boring real quick, was like 2, 5, 12. They seem pretty easy to listen to, just to kick back and something to chill on. So, hopefully, I don't know, maybe we can try to get the show back to something like that. The forums, I ended up taking off the registration on the forums because there was such a problem. It seemed like half the people that would go register there would never get the confirmation email. Yet every time I would go to the forums myself, it worked fine. Like, I would go test it. I'd make test accounts after test account, and I have as many email addresses as I could possibly ever need. And I'd change them up every time, and every time it sent me the registration right away.
It's probably user error.
You know, I thought about that, but it's not, because some of the people that I've talked to, I know what they're doing. So it's, for some reason, if it's anybody's error, it's mine. I must have broke the forum somehow, doing something, because we had some big problems with it a couple weeks ago, and I think it didn't properly get fixed, but I think it's like barely holding itself together right now. I don't know why forums are such a problem. They should be like really simple, but for some reason, it seems like a lot of places have issues with forums. I don't know. Beyond that, it was obvious to everybody that I'm a little behind on checking up on my radio. I know I fell behind on EverQuest Radio for a week. I'm 2 episodes behind of Radio Freak America and like 3 on Ben Rev. And they did a great, awesome review on Radio Freak America of Napster, and I missed it. So last week I was talking about it, and I didn't have all the facts. I just kind of glanced at the site and tried to pick out what I saw online, and, you know, 99 cents per song, and I assumed, you know, that you had to pay per song, like, if you wanted the whole CD. Apparently, they have a pretty good deal where it's, like, $10 for a whole CD, and then I believe that they said there was something like a monthly subscription, too. So, I mean, for $10 or $20, whatever it was, like, I can't believe I can't remember, and I just heard it, you can download as much as you can.
That's not bad. That's a good deal.
It is. Now, I don't know.
It'll help the music industry out, too.
Well,
maybe get them off their back.
This is what, now see, this was what the whole, like, the biggest controversy of it was the fact that the money's still not going to the artists. They get 11 cents of that dollar. 53 cents of it, I think it was, goes to the RIAA, which really, I mean, they don't even have anything to do with it. They're not, like, directly involved. You see what I'm saying? Like, they don't do anything. They're just there.
They're like the government.
Yeah.
What do you mean they're not involved? They get to sue people.
They get to hack your computer.
They're involved, all right.
Yeah, they're involved, but not in a good way. They're involved in protecting their income, their flow, you know? And that seems like the only reason that they're there is to leech money off these artists. Without these artists, they don't have anything.
Worthless bastards.
They are.
Just like the government. Without us, they have nothing.
That's true, but as much as I dislike a lot of the stuff they do, you know what? We wouldn't have good roads. You know, I mean, there is stuff that they do for us. You know, we wouldn't have a strong military.
Tell me, what does the IRS do for us?
Well, they make sure that we pay our money so that we can afford our government, our tyrannical government, which is now being ran by the RIAA and the NPAA anyway. All the laws they want get passed by throwing more money. You know, it sucks. So, anyhow, my complaint with Napster is the format they use. Like, okay, as good as a deal as it may seem. Now, if I could pay $10 a month...
Show up.
Now, I thought about it now, and I still... No, I'm not saying... See, no, I'm still on the side that it's not a good thing. Because here's my biggest complaint, is that... Let's say it's 10 or 20 bucks a month, I think, for the unlimited downloads, right? 10 or 20 bucks, whatever it is. It doesn't matter, because that's a minuscule amount. That's nothing, you know? That's one CD, okay? Here's my problem. The quality of the song that you get, right, is nothing better than the crap that you can download on Kazaa or you know, BitTorrent or whatever. The quality is going to be the same. It's like 128
by,
you know,
KBS.
At whatever they do it usually. It's 44.1 kilohertz, I guess. And it just doesn't seem like it's like, you don't have the audio quality that you have off of a CD. And my whole big thing is, I like having the CD, I like having the best quality available, I like having the lyrics, you know.
What is the best, like, three something?
The best you can do on that, on the compressed audio is 320 kilobytes per second at 48,000 hertz. So 48 kilohertz. That's the best they have on like Ogg, Vorbis, and MP3. It's but see, as good as it is, it's still not as good as a CD. You know, it's just simply not. It's just not. It's you still lose, you know, some of the information there. You know, you still lose pieces of the song. And I think that it's not worth it. To me, if I listen to a song, when I listen to a song, I listen to it over and over and over and over. I don't play it like once or twice a week. I get stuck on a song. Wolf knows, he comes over here and I'm listening to the same thing I was last week, like over and over and over. It's just I get a really good feel for it, and I listen to it until I just sucked it dry. But I can't stand it if it sounds like crap. Right? Now, I may download the occasional song, yet if I find it's one of those things that I listen to, I actually go out and I buy it. And I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with it. If I was to pay $1 for this song I really wanted, it would sound like crap. You know, and now there is converter programs. I mean, you can get stuff that, like, strips out the protection they've got or converts it to an MP3, because they don't use MP3s. Because, see, they have no control over that. Right, they have no way to control the content of an MP3. You can convert it back to a wave, you can burn it onto a CD and give it to your friends, you can put it on your MP3 player. So I think they use Windows Media Audio, and iTunes uses the AAC one. All these have built-in copy protection stuff, like you can only copy it on two different machines, something like that. So, any thoughts on this? I mean, is it...
Well, it's like, we're talking about a general audience here. How many people, I mean, I know, it's like, you are the only one can tell the difference between the CD quality and the MP3.
I think most people can tell the difference. They just don't let it bother them. Yeah, they just don't let it bother them.
I mean, this thing is good enough.
People need to start caring.
I don't care.
I know you don't care. You don't care about anything.
That's a general consensus of America. They just don't care.
That's true. I mean...
You know, we're getting lazier and lazier. I mean... Pretty soon we ain't gonna have to leave the house to do anything.
Ideally. I'm trying to get to that point.
Yeah, I've been trying for a while.
When I find the secret to making money and not doing anything, I'll let you know. That's the ultimate trick. I had somewhere else I wanted to go with this, but I can't remember what it was now. Something about quality that... I don't remember what I was gonna say, but... It just doesn't seem like it's worth it to me. It's just... I don't want to pay $1 for inferior quality song. I want. Why can't they? If they're using all this money, they're making all this money. Why can't they put bigger files up that are better quality?
Yeah, boost the quality. Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't see why that becomes such an issue. And then they're probably going to fall back on, oh well, we don't want perfect digital copies floating around. What are you doing in the first? You know, you're selling it though, right? Now, granted, I guess you're right though. I guess you're right about the people not caring about quality, because look at like DivX. Xvid, right? Look at the real 9 or whatever.
And yeah, it is good to crap and they throw it up there. They
yeah,
don't care.
It doesn't matter. The quality for all this stuff sucks, and you know what? People still download it. You know, on day one after the Matrix was, what was the third one? Revolutions. Right? The day that came out, within hours it was on the internet. A horrible cam. I didn't see it myself, but I seen screenshots. People that had downloaded it, you know, put up a website talking about, you know, the cams. And it was horrible. But yet, you know, it's like ultra popular. People download this crap left and right. I don't get it. I get upset if I download a ROM that they hacked in the front end to. You know, I get mad. I want a perfect dump of the game that I can evaluate, you know, before I go out and buy it.
Well, that's the whole point of downloads, I thought, was to get a perfect copy of whatever, you know. Then if you do decide you want it, go out and buy it. But people just don't care. They're going to throw up whatever they want to throw up. They just don't care, you know. I get that way, too. It's like, I don't care. Okay, I got it. It's on my machine. That's all I care about.
Yeah, but...
As long as 128 kilobits per second, they can burn on the CD and listen to their car or home stereo.
It doesn't sound that good. I don't know. I really urge people to do some investigation into something like this before they go out and get a subscription or before they start buying a whole bunch of songs. But I don't want to sit here and talk about Napster all night. I want to talk about some video games.
Right.
Wait. Before you start on your list, because thank God you've got a huge list of computer games to talk about, because we've been completely shunning computer games, it seems like, and everything except for Frag Ops. That's the only thing that we talk about.
A
couple weeks, that's all we talk about. Well, it's all I care to play. It's just fun. It's a good game.
Yes.
But before that, though, there was a few things that I did want to get to. Dual Parallel sent me, like, hooked up the emails and stuff. He even sent out a phone number to the Final Fantasy Tactics Advance number put on by Nintendo. And I put it off because I wanted to play the game and then do it and then have that, you know, during the same show when they called the number and just to see what they had to say. And unfortunately, we get... I guess they pulled the number down, so that kind of sucks. So now I'm gonna try to not be so lazy when something like this happens, when news happens. And he sent me this really nutty thing that I couldn't believe was going on. Some guy who, you gotta love it, he calls himself Luigi. This is the name of this guy. Some hacker who decided to take it upon himself to, what I can figure, to find out vulnerabilities in all these games we're playing, and he came across some really, really neat stuff that he's able to basically cause a denial of service on game servers. Like, imagine playing, like, Frag Ops, say, right? Something we play every day, and imagine every server's packed full all the time.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
You did?
Yeah, I was playing TAC Ops instead of Frag Ops, like I should have been playing.
That's right.
And they were talking about this guy, they were just like, you know, they could take your ID number, make it to where you can't get on no more with that ID number, which basically means you're screwed.
I wonder if they were talking, were they talking about just some random guy, or were they talking about like a set of tools that this guy had? And he might have got some of these tools from this Luigi character here. This guy has gone through and found multiple vulnerabilities in every game that we play. I mean, everything from like... I don't have the list up on the screen, of course, but I mean everything from Half-Life to Unreal to even like Need for Speed Online, whatever that one is, whichever one gets online, all those games by doing very, very little. I mean, all he sends over a packet or two and the server thinks there's a player there. But now, if let's say there is like one or two real people in the game, on the server, before he gets on there and fills it full, or whoever gets on there, right? Because he put the tools up there, you know, I mean, you can just get on it. So he's got tools for other stuff, but he might have not had that multiplayer all server one up there. And let's say he fills the server, somebody fills the server with all these fake players, the game will never start. Because you know how you have to click go?
Yeah.
You know, right? It doesn't happen. Because the bots will just, they're not even bots, they're just like, the server just thinks there's people there. And there's not. Now the only problems he ran into was that the server sends back a lot of information. So whoever's gonna try to run a big attack like this is gonna have to have some serious bandwidth to receive all the information, but personally, I've seen these games run just fine on 56K modems. You know, which basically now, with my 1.5 and 384, I should technically be able to, you know, maintain quite a few connections to the same, you know, multiple servers even. You know, at a real low speed, but at least I could still do it. And I could completely shut down, like, any of the servers that we play on. Game Host, Dallas, Game Host, San Fran, LA, Ibiono, Dallas. All those servers that we play on. You know, and it's just gonna be... That's it. Boom. Now, we thought the cheaters were bad in the games.
This guy's worse.
It's not this guy. I don't want to... He's not out doing this.
No, I don't think he meant it
No, no, he's not. I
like this.
He's not. He's just doing the research. He just found out this is possible. The problem comes where you get, you know, the cheaters on the server that know about his work, that can take his work and use it for bad purposes.
And they're gonna go out and do this and be sitting at home going, ha 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 ha.
Exactly.
You know, you know, which is crap.
Figured this out in the first place.
Well, I think he's doing a service. He's finding holes in all these games. He's finding, you know, problems that need to be fixed in all these games. So, it's pretty interesting. I've got the link, and not on hand. I'll have to put it in the show notes and stuff like that. But he also found some really interesting backdoor stuff with GameSpy. Now, you guys know GameSpy Arcade, the company that makes that software that basically, like, searches the internet for multiplayer games and allows you to connect right into them on your game.
Yeah.
You know how we use, like, when we fire up Unreal, we see just whatever games are on that master server list, right? This GameSpy will tell you every game. So, you know, whatever you want to play, boom, you're in, you know, because you see there's a lot of people there, you see your buddies are playing on a certain server, and, you know, you can go play that game with them. It's a decent service in theory. I've never used it because, well, I don't care. I mean, everybody I play games with is I can call on the telephone, you know, and then I've got, you know, the in-game browsers work just fine for me. I have no problem using that, but a lot of people that have, well, a whole bunch of free time on their hands, I guess, use this GameSpy to, you know, check out what servers are busy and whatnot. And this guy's found out all kinds of information about GameSpy's software, all these backdoors. I mean, stuff that is really, really bad. I mean, if I was running this crap on my machine, I would take it off. Knowing that these people can, I mean, they basically have a backdoor into my machine.
That's right? Not good.
No. So this guy tells GameSpy about it, and GameSpy apparently hasn't taken any action yet threatened this guy with the DMCA to take all this information away because, you know, you're going to go to jail because you're telling people that, you know, we suck and can't write software with the fuck and we're violating everybody's, we're causing a risk to everybody's, you know, privacy.
It's a fact.
So, it's a fact they're doing it. Unfortunately, they're able to hide behind a law that says, you know, well, he can't share this information. We can be as unsafe as we want. And we don't have anything to do about it. Who cares? You know, we can sit. Yeah, bullshit.
A company like this should be fucking bankrupt.
They should be. They should be. But unfortunately, you know, we've got the laws in effect now to protect companies exactly like this, that act like this. It encourages us. It encourages companies to act like this. To just say, well, we got problems, and we're not going to fix them. We're going to, you know,
we're just going to leave it the way it is because it works for us.
Yeah, it works for us. It costs too much to fix. Why would we want to fix it when we can just threaten? You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's a good read though. I really, really wanted to read like the entire guy's website. I even wanted to get my hands on some of the tools, but time didn't permit. A lot of stuff happened this week, so I was able to read a couple of his articles. They're incredible what he's found out that can go on. And I'm obviously not the first person to hear about this. You know, I didn't find this on my own, right? And in fact, I can't even imagine where Duel got this, and I should probably ask him so I can keep an eye on something like this. You know, I don't, maybe it was a bug track thing or something.
Groundbreaking.
You know, it could have been a search advisory that I just ended up deleting. But yeah, that's pretty freaky though, you know, I mean.
Yes.
We've got a lot of bullshit in the world today, you know. I mean, this kind of stuff is encouraged by law. It's encouraged by the companies by throwing their money at the government, and we can't do anything about it.
See, when you play online games, all you want is have some fun. Only thing you need to worry about is getting killed, not about your computer security.
Exactly. That's what, you know, should be the case. And who should we rely on protecting us? You know, I mean, there's a certain amount that you can do by yourself. Now, I do everything I can. Multiple firewalls. A closed-off router that basically tells you, you know, we're not home, go fuck yourself, I'm not answering the door, okay? I you know, OS stealth, everything. Detection, you're not going to pick me up, okay? You'll fly right by me. Now, Grant, and yet, through all of this that I have, every security measure that I take, and I take a lot more than both of you, I guarantee that, still, I'm vulnerable. Why? Because maybe I run an FTP server one day for a friend of mine really quick. He needs to grab, you know, some project we're working on. So I put it on an FTP forum. Well, the company that writes, say, some Windows FTP software, hey, we're not going to disclose our vulnerabilities. We're just going to threaten to sue some guy who found a problem with our software, you know. There's, and GameSpy, you know, using today's example. I mean, what do you guys, I mean, there's only so much you yourself can do, and the only secure machine is the one that only you use that is not on a network.
If the companies are going to put the software out there, they need to take some kind of responsibility instead of hiding behind this law bullshit.
They do.
You know, they need to take, you know, this is partly their fault too, because they write this crappy shit and they put it out there and they go, oh, we're secure, but they're not, you know.
Maybe they do it on purpose, you know, just to keep a back door open.
I don't think they would do it on purpose. No,
you never know.
I don't think they would do it on purpose unless it's like their own back door, you know. I can't see GameSpy leaving open a security hole for anybody to go putz around and find out. I mean, and have access to. I mean, that's just horrible. That's just something that sounds like Valve would do. You know, something stupid like that, where they get a hold of your source code. And there's another good example: a company with millions of dollars invested into, you know, their Source 2 engine or whatever that is, right, for Half-Life 2. Millions of dollars. You know, they had a lot of security in that building. They must have. You know, their security must have been fairly tight. And still, because of a bug in what we've heard so far was Microsoft Outlook. Okay? That's Microsoft's fault, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, now granted, we could turn around and say, well, it's their fault for not using...
Bill might hear you.
We could turn around and say it's Valve's fault, or Gabe's fault even, himself, for not using a different email client. But where does the responsibility really fall? You know, I mean, they wanted to use this because the rest of the company uses this, and probably just figured it'd just be easier if everybody uses the same thing.
Paid for a license fee?
You know, they already have it. You know, it's from Microsoft, a trustworthy company. Ask your parents. You know, go home, listeners, ask your parents, you know, about, do you think Microsoft is a good company? 10-1 says, I bet they say yes. I bet they think Microsoft is great. I bet they do. And it's because they probably don't know what's going on. That's what I like to believe, anyway. I could be totally off base here and just completely wrong. But the secure computer, you've got to be the only one to monitor it 24/7, too. So, I mean, there's no way to do it, really. Not in today's age. Have you had a computer offline? You, like, practically don't even use it anymore. It just sits there. Every so often, you fire up a song or a single-player game. But I couldn't imagine without being able to just hop online real quick or but try to get a patch for that new game. Oh, crap, I got to connect to the network again. You know, you virtually have to be online. It's just, I mean, insane. So.
Alright, let's get on to the game section.
Yeah, now that I've gone on for 22 minutes, but that was still gaming news, and that was as much news as I want to cover, because that was good news. See, that was news. That was awesome. That wasn't some bullshit, you know, I got from some news site. The problem with what we've been doing with the show seems to, it seemed really interesting to me, like all the stuff that we covered. However, I know that if you're taking the time to listen to this show anyway, you probably read the same sites that I read anyway. So it's probably like old news. You know, I mean, the stuff we covered was from like the first of the week, you know, or the last of the week. Which, you know, if you're listening to this show, you probably read it before anyway. So I think we should try to concentrate more on something else and keeping a lot of rotating guests going through. Anyway, take it away. You got some PC games, Hunter?
Oh, yeah, I got a few here. I'll go over briefly.
Maybe a little bit louder.
Alright, we got Jedi Academy. Don't know if anyone's played it yet. I like it.
Is it brand new?
Yeah, it's pretty new. It reminds me of Unreal with lightsabers.
Whoa.
They did a really good job. I like it. What? I like those lightsaber effects. They got it down perfect. They got the force powers down. It's got that feel to it.
What kind of force powers do you have?
Anything you can think of, they got it. I mean, you could push objects, you could pull objects, you could, lightning out of your hand.
Oh, wow.
You could do all kinds of stuff.
Is it a single-player game?
It could either be single-player or you could play it online. The online is where it's at.
Whoa. And it's like a deathmatch style, run around and try to kill everybody?
Yeah. They got some really neat levels. I think it's worth checking out. I liked it. I'm going to give it a thumbs up on that.
All right. What about the what kind of graphics, though? Does it run pretty good on your computer? Or?
Runs great. The graphics are pretty up to date. I think it uses Unreal 2K3 engine.
Probably, yeah.
So they're not bad. A little choppy on some parts.
What's your machine? You got a 1900 plus Athlon XP with 512 megs of DDR. A nice, really nice motherboard. I like that, whatever that is. The A7V333 2.0. Yeah. And video card is a...
Kind of outdated, but a GeForce 4 Ti4200.
Yeah.
How you call a new one?
This is a little bit faster than yours. I don't know what it is, but you got like 128 megs on yours, right?
Yeah.
He's got 64, but his like clock's faster. Well, yeah.
I tried to overclock mine too.
What happened?
Nothing. It would not improve a lot.
You're trying to overclock for frag ops, huh?
No, I gotta get more than 3 frames a second, man.
Honest to God, no, I swear.
No, I about 70.
Yeah. 1.2 runs so much better. 1.2 and 1.25, I swear to God, they run so much better. Because
I got everything turned on now.
Oh, do you?
Lights and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, but details in the medium, though.
See, I turned everything.
The world details on high. I average about 65.
See, that's totally playable. That's
playable.
Yeah, that's awesome.
At least over 60 is
playable. Yeah, because I get, I have everything on full blast, though, at 1280 by 960. Everything's on full blast. It's awesome, too, when you, I don't know if this happens every time, but it seems like it happened like 5 or 6 times when I was monkeying with the settings, so it must be every time. You turn all the stuff on, and when the last one is the bottom right-hand side middle option for how long the decals stay, I turned to high, and the announcer's all, "Holy shit!" I couldn't believe it. That's pretty funny. When, you know, I thought that was kind of neat, but I don't know, man. Maybe I need a faster processor or something. It runs good. It runs a lot better now than it did before. 1.25 runs really good. 1.2 runs really good.
I never played 1.1, so I don't know. I just recently got it, and I started playing it.
Thank God. Yeah, if anyone wants to track us down, we're usually on Game Host Dallas or the IVIONO or whatever, IVIONO Dallas server.
I still play on TAC Ops. I usually play on the Clanless server.
Stop playing that game.
A lot of people know me as Ed Hunter, or you might know me as XXF Hunter. I kind of quit that clan. I didn't really quit it, but I just been ignoring them. So none of them are talking to me anymore. So
you gotta get them all to play Frag Ops, man. It's such a better game, man. It's coming along so good now. Now see, something like this, something like Frag Ops, is something that I want to pay for. Yeah. This is something that is free.
Yeah, when it comes out.
You know, this is something that is free, and this is something that I want to give them money. It's so good, right? Yet we get a bunch of crap daily that comes out. It's $50 and it's garbage.
Oh, well, let's talk about garbage. Alright, so we want to play the Greyhawk.
Oh, what's the name of that?
Temple of Elemental Evil?
Holy crap. Right. See, I didn't play it.
Talk about the buggiest game I've ever seen. They put this crap out there. I'm playing it, and it's like, I didn't even mean to beat the game. I just kind of accidentally beat it. I was just fucking around, you know? I was like, because at first I was like, oh man, it made this way too fucking hard, you know? My guy's like, fifth level, I go in these places, I'm fighting shit that you shouldn't be fighting until like 15th level, you know?
Yeah.
I go in there, I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna get my ass kicked. So I'm just fucking around with my thief and running around. And I beat the game. I didn't mean to, but I beat the game.
That sucks. Now, see, that reminds me of... Okay, now, for everybody who doesn't know, Temple of Elemental Evil. I was really looking forward to it. Greyhawk is one of the fantasy worlds, the TSR, Dungeons and Dragons, now owned by White Wolf. Isn't it? Wizards of the Coast. I haven't followed that crap in so long. I miss it. But in fact, I'm probably wrong now. Last I heard, Hasbro was buying them out. Maybe somebody else bought them out. Anyway,
I think Gary Gygax still owns.
Yeah, I think he just gets all the. I think
yeah,
he just chills
gets the royalties.
Yeah, probably. But in any case, it's a Dungeons and Dragons game. That's all they need to know. All the listeners, they probably know what it is anyway.
Yeah, it's steer clear of it
but
right
it's,
now.
It's a role playing game.
It's decent.
How much does it remind you of, like, say, Baldur's Gate, something that almost everybody's played, or some Infinity engine?
It reminds me a lot of the Baldur's Gate 2 engine.
Okay, so
except with the third edition rules.
But, okay, yeah, the 3.5.
But it runs like Baldur's Gate 2.
Okay, cool. Now, see, I still want to try it out. But check this out. I don't remember what I was hearing or reading, or I don't even remember where I saw this, but somewhere... Now, that was produced, or at least published by Atari, right?
Yeah.
I do remember, I think, seeing that with the Atari logo slathered all over it. And I remember hearing news that they were going to allow a patch for this game. Like, as if they weren't before. And then all of a sudden I hear this and it said, like, Atari says, okay, well, maybe we have some bugs, so we're going to put some resources on this game instead of cranking out our next game. You know, we're going to allow a sequel to come out for this game. What kind of crap is that? Right now,
it's like they're doing us a favor.
Exactly. Oh, thanks for paying us $50 to begin with. And maybe we should finish it.
We're just going to throw you... We'll allow
have a bone.
Patch.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah. I mean, that's crap. You cannot treat your customer base like that. I mean,
no.
I don't know why they have it in their heads that, like, they just release it and it sells. I mean, well, I don't know. I mean, I guess there is a lot of that goes on because, yeah, I was in the store yesterday and I saw some kids there with their parents. I mean, these were kids. These were like 6, 7 years old, right? The Christmas presents. And, I can't remember what game it was now, but whatever it was something that we knew was really bad, and it was based off of a movie. It was something that was horrible. It was probably The Matrix or something, but whatever it was, these little kids would look at these games, and I happened to walk past them right when they were saying this, and they looked at the game, and it was $50, and they were like, oh, we gotta have this. You know, and it's like, you know these, like, 6 and 7 year old kids, they don't read reviews on it. You
yeah,
know,
they
I
just
did.
Grab it based on the box.
Exactly. You know, this looks good. Or they buy it based on, I saw this on TV.
Or the commercials.
Like, yeah. Right? And this is why I think these companies can get away with this crap. You know, and the kids won't even bother patching it, I'm sure.
Let me pump 5 commercials out there that's gonna sell like pancakes.
Totally. You know it. I mean, it's horrible. This marketing hype is just worthless. And this is why, this is my justification for piracy. Right? Now this is where I say, you know what? If I was to download, say, something like, a good game. Say, oh crap, I'm reaching now. Max Payne 2, okay? And play it, and I was to find out that this game was good. I would go out and buy this. Now, if I was to download Temple of Elemental Evil, and I was completely disappointed with it, and I didn't buy it, I wouldn't feel at all guilty. Even though I have a full-blown copy, which is totally illegal, I don't feel bad. Because they were trying to fuck me, basically. By releasing garbage, you know, and telling me it was great. And I was really excited, too. I love Dungeons & Dragons stuff. I love all this fantasy medieval stuff. I'm so sick of all this sci-fi stuff I see. So when I see something like this, I get pretty excited, you know, because I'm like, oh, thank God, something I can really get into.
They need to come out with the next Baldur's Gate, too.
They do.
It's been too long for role-playing.
Yeah.
People like role-playing games. You know, there ain't really no good ones out there for the PC.
But not any new ones, anyways. There's no new ones that are mind-blowing. There's Neverwinter Nights. The new expansion just went gold, though. Shadows of Undertide, Shadows of... What the hell is that new one called? Whatever it is. It's the second expansion for,
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
For Neverwinter Nights. Now, it looks good. I'm gonna buy it blindly. I'll just go out and buy it, because I want it. I like Neverwinter Nights. I know you don't, but I do like it, and it's something I'm gonna want to spend a lot of time with in the near future. Also, Morrowind, the gold edition, came out. That's $30, and it's Morrowind plus Blood Moon and what's the other one? Whatever the hell it is, the third expansion, the second and third, or the first and second expansions for $30, and it's on the Xbox and the PC. I just recently been seeing the PC version out.
Okay, that was a great role playing.
That game was wild. But see, it's old though. That's old.
It's old news.
You know what's the last D&D game I played?
What?
Forza Radiance.
That was a flop.
Coaster.
That got Coaster of the Year. Now, there's a good example. There's a game that Wolf and I bought on the day it got released, okay? We were so excited for this game.
Listen to this, though. I mean, I don't like third-generation game viewers at all.
And nobody here does.
Nobody's. Fucking, we want a second-generation back here so bad.
Bitch, get that ass back in the kitchen. Where's my DC?
Yeah, beer, bitch.
That's right.
You know,
Dr. Pepper, bitch.
Yeah, I let you sit on my seat. I could put shotgun on you.
No, you gotta sit right there because you're way too loud on the microphone.
I own.
You don't own shit.
Alright. Let's see. Getting back to my list. I want to cover briefly on Celebrity Deathmatch.
Oh yeah, this I've seen for $20 already for the PS2.
I would buy this game. I mean, it's $20. If you like, I love Celebrity Deathmatch. I love watching the show, and playing the game is just like watching the show.
Really?
It's got all the death animations. Funny. It's got some really good stuff.
There's only like 20 dudes though.
Commentary though?
Yeah, the commentary's there. Not as much as I would like.
Yeah.
But it does give you the feel that you're
watching, you know, the TV show. That's rad. I just wish they had more people, though.
Yeah.
Do you remember maybe some people who are in it? Is Weird Al?
You got Jerry Pamela Springer, Weird Al Yankovic.
Pamela. Isn't she in it, Pamela Anderson? No? Damn, I thought I saw her.
Is it like a wrestling game?
It's like a fighting game. You've never seen Celebrity Deathmatch?
No.
Well,
you get your death meter up, and you hit this button, and like, whatever their special move is, like, Tommy Lee, he rips out their spleen and plays air guitar.
Oh,
it's really gruesome, but it's so cool. I like it a lot.
Do you play with a keyboard and mouse, or?
Yeah.
I'd like to try with a control. See, that's something I wouldn't play on a computer.
Well, actually, no, you can play it with a...
I'm sure you can hook
play
it up.
With a controller. I've done both. I like it better on keyboard and mouse, but...
Oh, really?
That's just me.
See, I almost considered buying it. Maybe I'll come over to your house and check it out one day. Yeah, they have it for the PS2 and the Xbox. I've seen it.
It's definitely a fun two-player game, too. So I would definitely recommend going out and buying this game.
See, they need more people. They only got, like, what, 20 people? They have maybe...
So, look at most fighting games. There ain't that many people to it.
Have you seen the last wrestling game they had?
Well,
it's
got
SmackDown.
Right? I mean, right, and look at football. They've got every single player from, like, the first early days of football.
Well, maybe if they release the second one, maybe they'll put a lot more people in there. But they did a really good job for what they did.
Yeah, see, now this is something that I think that people should go support in hopes that we get a second one. You know, and maybe, like, I would like to play that game with, like, 50 to 100 dudes. I would like to play, like Justin Timberlake versus Britney Spears. You know what I mean? I would like to play out some of these hilarious, like, fights that you know, I just think like the Friends crew versus the Seinfeld crew. You know, I think it would be so much fun to play something
awesome.
Like that. I could just play that crap for
can
hours.
Can you make your own character?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, wow.
It does have a character creator on it. Not too many options with it, but quite a few. But it's definitely worth the $20. I recommend it.
Nice. Cool.
Alright, let's go over Dark Age of Camelot. Trials of Atlantis.
Oh yeah, this is the second expansion to Dark Age of Camelot MMORPG.
They made it too early because a lot of people's computer systems are not going to be able to run this. Even my wife's computer, which I put the expansion on there hoping, you know, oh great, it won't have to be on my computer. You know,
yeah, exactly.
No, it couldn't even run it. It had a... Was it having a Thunderbird 1.2?
1.33.
256 megs of RAM with a Radeon 9600.
Yeah.
Will not run this game.
It is just flat out way too slow. I saw it.
But I did put it on mine.
Embarrassing.
And I've played it. My thoughts on this game are they made it too hard. You know, a lot of people are going to get on, they're going to go, wow, you know, they're going to go out and buy this, and they're going to be pissed off, because when they go to do this, they're going to realize, hey, I have to have three full groups to go
exactly,
do one thing.
Exactly. You know? Now, that's one of the biggest problems I've been seeing with EverQuest lately. I've been reading stuff online, because believe it or not, I'm slightly enjoying it, and it's because I'm not playing it like a lot of people are playing it. Like, a lot of people play EQ and all these MMORPGs, and they play it 24/7. Just trying to get their character really high. I play it whenever I'm just sitting around. I usually listen to radio and play EverQuest all night. It's fantastic. I love doing it, so I'm just kind of like taking my time and messing around. And one of the things that I keep hearing about is that, like, okay, here's 50 dudes trying to take on this one zone. 50 dudes. And they get slaughtered. You know, and it's like, what the hell? Right? There was this thing I was reading. Oh, no, wait. This was EverQuest Radio. Those guys were talking about this thing called the Sleeper I'd never heard of. And I don't know. I don't know any of this EverQuest lore and stuff. And so I looked it up online to just find out kind of what it was about. And I was seeing screenshots of these people fighting this huge creature. Like, what I would probably describe as like a plasma dragon would be the only way, the two words that come to mind right away. This huge thing. And there were so many people on that screen to take a screenshot that there were people standing on top of people so they could be in the screenshot. And they weren't able to kill this thing. They were in a fight for 3 hours. And there's GMs watching the game, and the creature left. The story, something about the story is this creature, it can only be awake for 3 hours once. Per server. And these guys went, they awoke him, they tried to kill him. They had, I mean, there had to have been 50 people there, right? All 65th level dudes, whole clans. And they could not kill this thing in 3 hours, and it just left. And it's gone from that there forever now. I mean, see, that is just absolutely ridiculous to me. Now, I didn't mean to cut you off, but just to get on, like, you know, the same, type of the same subject where you're saying about this stuff being too hard.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was going to cover.
The reasoning, though, is that they have groups that are that big that can take on stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, but see, people are taking these MMORs too seriously. Like, I watched my sister-in-law, it's a perfect example. She'll get on this game and she'll sit there, she'll start in the morning, and she won't get off until 2:30 the next morning.
So what? So what? We play frag ops like that. We used to play tactical ops like that.
Used to. But it's like I talk to her, she starts talk to me about it, I'm like,
no. See, wait a minute. This is where, okay, this is what I want. That is what I want right there. I want a game that just totally...
That's going to engulf you like that. Yeah.
Encompass my entire thought for the entire...
Last game that did that to me was Baldur's Gate 2.
Yeah, yeah, that game. That was probably the last one.
I played that game nonstop for 2 weeks. I played that game. And then when I beat it, I played it again.
it's
a great game.
Fantastic. That's what I want, though. I'm looking for the game that can just suck me in like that, but also has a decent single-player experience. Now, I've played the AOC, and it sucks, because you fall into that problem right there, where you have to have a clan. EQ is the same way. I have to get to know people pretty damn soon here, because I've got an 11th level guy who's halfway to 12. I mean, I play like once a week, so, you know, yeah, I've had it for 2 or 3 weeks, but so what? I'm just messing around whenever I get a chance, and I have fun. And
that's all that counts.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm having a good time, but I can't get all wrapped up in it for some reason. It's just not that good to me. But the single player experience kind of sucks because I'm fighting stuff that's like blue to me. So I get like no experience, but I'm barely beating this thing. You know, and it sucks because what it means is when, you know, when you got a group of six dudes that are 65th and they see a green, that green might beat their butts. You know, and it's because it's green to your group. You know what I mean? Like, it sucks because it's like it just locked out the single-player game. Now, we don't have him here. I'm going to have to get him back on the phones here one day, but I know he doesn't really like to do this. But Ode's been playing Final Fantasy XI, and he says the single-player is awesome. He says, like, the single-player for Final Fantasy XI is just incredible. Now, I'm getting all hot and bothered to play this game because, if he can sit around and play by himself without having a whole group of retards to worry about... For at least a while, you know. I mean, grouping is fun, but you don't always have to do it. You know, I don't
want
to be.
Yeah, that's the kind of game I want. You know, it's like if I want to be off by myself,
just
I can be off by
myself.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, have a ton of single player quests that I can just cruise through. You know, cruise around, and they're hard still. You know, like why are they so opposed to having like a dungeon that is like reasonably difficult for a reasonably leveled character? Why are they opposed to that? Why does it have to be like you have to take a party of all highest level dudes in there or we won't make the zone? Why? You know, it sucks. And what do you have? You have the newbie zone right outside the town where everybody camps out until their 10th. You've got the next zone out where everybody camps until they're like 25th.
Oh, no, on Dark Ages of Beetles on Hibernia.
You know, and you sit there and you kill the same creature forever. It's just retarded.
Yeah.
Alright.
See, that's what kind of game in RPGs.
Yeah, but you know what I think? I think it'd be cool if we all got together and played a lot. But we all played
the
time.
See, they have come a long way.
Yeah.
You give them more time, and the more they're going to become like a role-playing game. They haven't come out with the idea yet, but it's getting there.
It's getting better, but...
Give them more time, and we're going to get the
I
game
think...
How much do you charge for a Final Fantasy XI?
I have no idea.
Like $21.
A month?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's ridiculous.
Jesus.
I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Well,
you are wrong. You know why? You were the one who told me yesterday, Mario Kart... You said it had online stuff.
That's what the commercial said.
I have it on good authority from somebody that I trust his opinion way more than you, who I don't even know. that it doesn't have the online. I haven't found it in print anywhere. I haven't seen a solid review. We even saw it today, and for some stupid reason, I didn't look at the box. I don't even know what my problem. I don't know why. I swear to God,
I looked, and it said it was online. You could play it online
on a TV commercial.
Yes, on a TV commercial.
In the last like couple of weeks, not like a year and a half ago when it started hyping.
Maybe it said multiplayer, not online.
Yeah, maybe it said multiplayer. Like
maybe I.
Ah, see, you don't know. You don't know, Jack. Alright, let's move along before I reach over here.
Make me whip out my shoe.
It's totally just...
Alright, let's go over UFO Aftermath. I don't know if any of you have heard of this game.
I flat out picked up the box and didn't know what it was, remember?
It's kind of a sleeper game. I don't think too many people know it's out there. Alright, if you guys have played XCOM UFO Defense, remember the good old days, that game was awesome. This game is that game. With updated graphics.
Damn.
See,
I gotta get my hands on that. How much?
I like it.
I gotta buy that.
It's $50.
Yeah, but see, that's a good game, though. It was a good game then, it's a good game now.
Yes, I'd recommend going out and buy it. If you like XCOM, UFO Defense, you'll love this game. Alright, now,
We gotta cover it more. That's one of the complaints that we've heard is that we say, this is a great game, it's just like Game X.
What kind of a game is it?
You know, yeah, that's why I've been trying to grill you on the questions.
It's a turn-based strategy game, basically. You get your squad, you'll have like,
Okay,
you remember XCOM.
No, I didn't play it.
You never played it?
Nope. Wait, I don't even think I knew you back then. Ode had it and loved it. He talked about it every day for the longest time. And he said it was so great. And I kept seeing him playing it. That's the only reason why I know what it is. And of all the hype, you know, I keep hearing about it, but I've never had a chance to play it.
Yeah, what it is, basically, you get like, you'll have a squad of guys who'll go out to like a UFO sighting. All right, like the UFOs are attacking Earth. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to stop them. So they send out their squad, you get your guys, you'll have like five guys on the squad, you can arm them with different technology depending on what you pick up.
See, that's fat, man. See, we would have skipped right over all
This is cool.
That's awesome.
It's like you could take like you find an alien laser gun, take it back to your research center, do research on it, pretty soon your guys will have that weapon. You know, so you pick up all this different technology, and you're outfitting your guys with it to fight the UFO invasion.
That's cool. That is awesome.
Yeah, they did a really good job. And the fighting is like, it's turn-based tactical fighting. You'll be in like a 3D zone, with an overhead view of the buildings. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever seen, reminds me of,
Fallout, Jagged Alliance.
Kinda, but better, much
yeah,
better.
Yeah.
And you get your guys, and you'll position them in different places, you know, depending on where the aliens are, you know, they'll pop up and you'll see them, and then the firefight ensues.
Nice. Is there any kind of multiplayer, though? No. Huh?
So you're in
the
because
I just remembered it was a hell of a old game.
So many blocks, so you're up.
Yeah, you would love this friggin' game.
So it's like Disgaea or Final Fantasy. I love it.
Yeah, I bet you would really dig that.
Alright.
Cool.
Worth buying.
A beta, full gold is out.
Oh.
And it's out.
But
again, this is something worth paying for. You know, like this is like
this all first.
Piracy is such an issue in this industry.
I'm sure. You know, a lot of people don't even know it's there.
So I
just
remember
like, pick it up, look at it.
Wait. We can't all talk at the same time. That sounds really bad. Hold on a second.
I'm video games, gotta be like buying a car. You have a test drive.
Yeah, you totally do. But I bet we should find. You look for a demo.
Yeah.
You know, they've got to get a demo out. I mean, there's no sense in, like, pirating it if they release a decent demo. If the demo's, like, you know, 20 seconds of play, okay, that's just retarded. Yeah. So you might as well go pirate
the one level, you know?
A level or two. You know, like, I've played some games where it's like, I don't get a good feel out of it. Yeah, like, a whole mission would be cool. Yeah, there's no sense in pirating stuff if there's good demos out. Piracy is such an issue in this industry. I just don't know where to begin covering it. But now, okay, I didn't mean to cut you off, but we were all talking at the same time. And he hardly ever says anything beyond, I'm on the flyer. So
hey, kiss my yellow
headshot.
Oh, there's another wolf wave or whatever he was calling him. Kiss my yellow ass. He's clipping out everything that Wolf says and making little sound bites of just him.
That's
gonna have a remix.
He's gonna have the Wolf, yeah, the Wolf mix.
The Wolf CD.
Autograph for him. Just mess with it,
Wolf. No food for you.
Have a wry stay.
Very funny, right, man?
Okay, what were you saying? I totally forgot. Something about XCOM, and I asked about multiplayer, and then I said old graphics, and he said...
Yeah, I pretty much covered everything I wanted to cover on that.
Yeah, that's cool. We're going to run over time, but that's all good, because you know what, this is probably one of the better shows that we've had. I don't know. Yeah, you know what, as much as I hated the new shows, some people are saying, I don't know if we like those. I can't win, dude.
Well, you're gonna have people say, oh, this blows. That was awesome.
I can't please everybody the time, but I like to think that, like, everybody that's gonna listen to something like this is gonna already know the news. The majority of the mainstream news, anyway. That's why.
Of course they are.
But see, apparently that's not the case. Apparently some people don't have the time to go dig around and look for news. You know, and you know what I want now? I don't have the time to go around and look for news. Seriously, I don't find that much time to go just poking around reading all this garbage. Somebody's got to do a show where it's all about the headlines. That'd be cool. I'd love to listen to some other game show like that. Like, Retro Gaming Radio is only once a month, and it's usually old stuff. You know, and low on this radio is...
Hence the name. Fuck,
there's only three of them. Yeah. You know, and there's only... But they have some good stuff on there, though. Like, it applies to today's market and stuff, today's games, but... It's not. I want to see that it keeps me up to date. I need a news ticker for games.
I was just thinking that.
Something that runs across the bottom of my screen all day. Dude, that's a hell of a good idea.
It would be awesome.
Somebody's going to write one now.
Of course, it's going to steal your idea.
That's fine, because I don't have. I lack the skizzies.
All right, let's go over. Okay. Quick game. I almost forgot this one.
Oh, yeah, you reminded me. I didn't want to forget this. Okay, go ahead.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Dude, that's $20 now, by the way.
Yes, it's worth the $20. Now, this game, a lot of people are going to pass up because it's got the Disney logo on it.
Wasn't this that one game from
Sea Dogs 2?
Sea Dogs 2, yeah. This was from the guys that made Morrowind that were making Sea Dogs 2. It should have been a fat, like, swashbuckling adventure, high seas pirate.
And it is. Is it still Dogs
fat?
Too.
Yeah. Nice. It just happened to be called.
It just got the Disney logo on it. Yeah. It has nothing to do with the movie Pirates of the Caribbean. Has nothing to do with Disney. They got to keep all their original concepts in the game.
Cool, and it's not like. Oh, I can't say anything bad. Somebody say fagged out like Kingdom Hearts. I can't say anything bad about it because I haven't played it. But it just looks like something that, see, there's some people online that really, really want me to play it. And I want to play it. I bought it. I own it. I want to play it. I've just got 50 other games in front of it already. You know, and I can't say anything bad because I haven't played it. But I'm just saying that right now, I'll tell you right now, most of that Disney-ish stuff isn't quite like Pikmin. I know it's supposedly this great game, but it's just not up my alley. I cannot sit there and play some crap like that.
You know, had I not, you know, downloaded the demo, I would have passed this one right over because I was expecting Sea Dogs 2. So I've been waiting for this game for so long, and it never came
out.
Wait,
you need to face the mic. There. Just so that you're hella quiet.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this game, Sea Dogs 2, for a long time. And, you know, when they changed the title of it, I wasn't expecting
that. You didn't
even
notice. Didn't I tell you? I thought I read it somewhere, and I thought I told you.
Yeah, I think you did.
I think so. Because I was looking at it, too, going, oh, I don't want to play this crap, excuse me.
Otherwise, I wouldn't even have known, you know. Yeah. And I checked it out, and it's Sea Dogs 2. And I was like, awesome. Wow, you know.
And it's only $20 now.
$20.
You know, and it's like, I've been looking for a cool game on the high seas like that. You know, like, I haven't seen anything that's been really great lately. Like, the last thing I tried was, and I don't care what kind it is, I just like some boat games. Like, Hydro Thunder was the bomb, but it was a racing water game. Then I tried a Wave Race, which is another racing game, which is fun, but I don't think I'm liking it as much as, Xbox, Bloodwake 2, or Bloodwake, what was that called? Is that it? Bloodwake?
Yeah, that
sucked. That sucked, and that was like a shooting game on the water, and it was just no good, and I wanted something. Is there like adventure in this? Is it like a role?
Yeah, it's like a role-playing, it's got role-playing elements. Once. You get your crew, you know, you get to cruise these different towns, and it's all 3D when you go in. It's just like Morrowind. You know, the graphics are like Morrowind. You go in, and you talk to different people, you can trade goods, which I like. I like being a merchant, you know, getting different goods and taking it to different ports, get the better prices.
How's the combat? How do you fight people? On land or on sea?
You can fight them on land and on sea.
You have a whole squad, though, right? Like a whole... You have your crew.
Well, the ship's pretty easy to man, you know. They made it real easy because if it's single player, it would be too complicated, you know.
But, I mean, how do you fight them on land?
On land, you got, like, you could either have your gun, pull it out, and shoot it on.
But you're one guy?
Yeah, you're one guy.
Oh, okay, so like a first person shoots
one
guy.
It's like Morrowind.
But do you have other dudes with you, too?
No, it's just you when you go into town.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, you can hire different people in there, you know, talk to people, gamble, get swindled. Like, I actually went into a tavern, and I guess I got drunk, and I passed out, and the guy robbed me.
Did you score?
You got drunk at a Disney game? That's awesome. Yeah.
But, like, the fighting with the swords is really good. I did enjoy that. Yeah, I would definitely recommend spending $20 on this game.
Yeah, that's a steal, man. That's cool. I hope Kingdom Hearts is, like, more adult like that.
No.
Kingdom Hearts 2. I meant to say 2. Sorry.
I doubt it.
But I'm hoping maybe Pirates sold a lot. Maybe they said, you know what, maybe it would be nice to push the envelope a little bit, you know?
I don't think the game did too well on sales.
I don't think it did either.
But that's because it had the Disney logo on it, so a lot of people were, the serious gamers going, oh, screw that game. But this is Sea Dogs 2, so go out and buy it.
Nice. Okay.
Alright.
You want me to cover for a little bit, or are you done, or?
Sure.
Well, no, I just don't want to, like, bore everybody listening to the same voice. Usually it's just me talking on and on and on and on. And just...
Yeah, I do have that effect on people. But no. Sorry.
I have that effect on people.
You just done?
Shut up.
Wake up.
All right. Okay, one more thing. Let's do a flux.
Oh, okay.
All right, Spells of Gold. I don't know if anyone's heard of this game.
Spells of Gold?
Yeah, I came across the demo of it. Yeah, you know, and I thought.
Are you surfing gay porn sites again?
Yeah, that's me. But what it is, it's supposed to be a role-playing game, trading simulation game. In which you're supposed to be a merchant, and you get to trade different goods to different towns. But the graphics are gay.
Yeah.
The gameplay is way too hard. Like, the graphics turn me off immediately. I like eye candy sometimes, you know? And I kind of consider myself, graphics don't matter to me, but...
I've seen the crap you play.
Yeah.
Some of it I won't play, because it looks pretty bad. And I play games with no graphics.
The good old days of the word game.
So, I mean, there's low graphics, and then there's bad graphics. So
this was just horrible.
Oh,
the sound effects, everything was just horrible.
You know what? I think I even heard of this game. I remember reading about it when I was in Michigan on my trip. I remember looking at that game, and on the cover was some Middle Eastern-looking dude, like in the bazaar or something like that. I wonder if that was that game. Huh.
It is gay.
It is gay.
What's the definition of gay?
You.
Come here, give me a hug.
That's right, give your mama a hug.
Like we said, gay.
Alright.
What else sucks?
Another flop was Judge Dredd versus Death. Did not like this game.
Oh no.
It could have been just me. I mean, a lot of people might be going, oh, Hunter, you're out of your mind. But this game sucked. I'm sorry. It's a first-person shooter where you play the role of Judge Dredd trying to keep law in the city. Didn't like it. Didn't like the interface. The graphics are kind of mediocre at best.
What is this?
Judge Dredd versus Death.
Judge Dredd versus Death? I've never even heard of it.
Huh? No, I didn't get that far. I couldn't play it no more.
You ever seen these games they have at Best Buy? They're like in a 3-pack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For like $20. I wonder like if anybody actually buys that stuff. Like, and they have that one that looked cool on the cover with the dude with like the guy standing up, like it's just his face, like half of it's his face. He's got the gas mask on, so it looks all serious biohazard government freaky guys in masks.
Yeah.
And it looks Chaser, it's called, or something, I think. and it looks so cool, but you look at the game, you're like, oh my god, you know, who got tricked into making this game? There's so many games like that, and you know what? I know that one of those has got to be really good. One of those games, like, for every 50, has got to be somewhat decent, and we just glance over because nobody's heard of it. You know, they have no marketing at all, and that sucks. That really, really sucks that, you know, like...
Well, a lot of it is they rush the game developers, going, come on, we're on the timeline, we need a first-person shooter this week.
We need a role-playing game this week. We need a real-time strategy.
So they slap this shit together, and they're like, it's a joke. It's done.
But see, this hurts the industry so bad.
Yeah.
And they don't see it. They don't see... This is... You know what? They need to realize that this is exactly what Hollywood does. Hollywood got to the point where it's like we were seeing so many movies coming out, and so many of them were crap.
And we're still running out of ideas.
Yeah, you know, I mean, on top of it all, everything has been completely rehashed, and most things are soulless rehashes. You know, like, look at first-person shooters today. Okay, Doom, Wolfenstein, Duke Nukem... exactly.
Okay.
That's yeah, what did you eat, Wolf? Oh, you had fajitas.
Fucking rice.
Right.
A waiter was kind of cute.
Rice burner.
Hold on.
The waiter was kind of cute. Did you hear what he said? That dude, he was totally like hitting on Wolf.
I thought he was hitting on you. Give you extra
lemonade. No, what was the whole joke?
You're a backdoor lover.
What was the joke that we had during while we were eating? We ordered this, the guy was a little fruity. Okay, and he was a little too nice. And we ordered...
Not that we discriminate.
Yeah, of course not.
Triple play.
Okay, so Wolf orders an appetizer play called Triple Play, right? And there's only two of us sitting there eating. And the guy's, like, looking at us. And then, to make matters even worse, we ordered... We went to Chili's, and they have, like, fajitas. But they have, like, for, like, $2 less, you get twice as much fajita stuff. Like a two-person fajita thing. So we got that because it was a little bit cheaper. So there we are. Eating out of the same thing of fajitas and stuff.
Well, this was really bad.
Oh, would you like a little more lemonade?
No, when they thought we were gay is when me and you went shopping.
Oh my god, that was hilarious. Like 3 days ago, we spent like an hour and a half in Albert's in the shopping.
I have my list.
He's got his shopping list out. I mean, you had a cart overloaded with food and stuff, and it's like family food, because you got a family. I don't. I was just driving with you, you know? Just hanging out, and they're all looking at us. That was messed up, man.
Oh, he's
would you like to put that on your card?
Yeah, yeah, he's also using his card for real. That was fucked up. Oh my god, that sucked. We're not gay, I swear, Grandma. Girls just take up too much time and they don't play enough games. Damn, they don't understand. And they bother me too much. I'm trying to play.
Another game I don't know if anyone's heard of, Pirate Hunter.
Wait, is that a flop?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up with those pirates, dude?
No, see, with this one was supposed to be Pirates remade.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know Pirates, Pirates Gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That game was awesome.
This is like overhead ship combat game?
Yeah.
And a little adventure exploration?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it put this game out there, and, you know, at first I was excited because I was like, wow, it is Pirates Remake,
yeah,
you know?
Uh-huh.
I can relive the adventure all over again. But then I realized, you don't get to choose anything like you could in, you know, Pirates.
Yeah.
You could choose anything you wanted to be, what era and all
that. Yeah.
This one, it wouldn't let me do it. So I don't know if you have to unlock this.
Yeah,
whatever,
probably.
But who would want to spend this much time on a game that sucks to figure all this out, you know? And I was playing it, and it... I didn't like it. I didn't like the controls. It fucked up on the combat, you know.
Yeah.
That's too bad. It's sad.
Well, it was a computer game, though. Could you change the controls?
I monkeyed with them a little bit.
They still sucked.
Yeah.
You know what we played that was a complete flop? Was that an Xbox game? With the shooting guy? The cel-shaded last week? You played that last week. That was
awesome. Oh, yeah.
What the hell was that? I saw it for sale, finally. It was for a computer, too, huh? Yeah, it was
Oh, wait, no, it wasn't.
Not.
Some PC.
Not 13.
13, that's the one.
No. Not that one. This one was the one where you're the dude with the two different guns.
Oh, okay.
You had bullet time. Was it called Drake? Did we even talk about that last week? I can't remember. Dude, this game was horrible. It was a third person... Shooter kind of wannabe Max Payne. Total kind of wannabe Max Payne, but cartoony. It was cel-shaded and stuff, right? But it had a good idea that you had two different guns you could hold. You know, like you could have like a shotgun and a pistol or something, or a shotgun and a submachine gun or whatever. And your guy had some pretty extraordinary jumps, and he could jump far. I mean, it was all cartoony and crazy. It was really cool idea. I mean, the controls were so bad. And the way that you had to activate the bullet time and stuff, like, and you couldn't time your jumps right to get off. Like, the very first level, I fell off to my death, like, 90 times. And it was just, like, I could not time this jump off this thing into this window. And I think because it's scripted, that if you don't jump at the right time and shoot at the exact certain point, like Dragon's Lair. You know what I mean? Like, remember Dragon's Lair? If you didn't push the buttons right then, you were dead. Okay, and that's what this reminded me of. It was just horrible until you got back into the game. You know, like it was a normal third-person shooter, but then when you come to an event, you had to do it just right. Like, you had to be in bullet time and jump and shoot this window out right at the right time. I'm sure it wasn't like that, it just appeared that way to me, but God, it was horrid. I saw that first the other day.
Can't stand games like that.
Yeah, that was the last really crappy game I played. I don't think I played anything that really sucked beyond that, but I do have a lot of cool stuff I played. Like, Wolf and I, the pansy he is, I made him play Contra, Shattered Soldier, on the PS2. What'd you think of it? Sorry to wake you, Jesus.
I'm sorry.
He fucking just opened his eyes, yawned, stretched, and sat up. I can't believe it.
Well, that's a real challenging game. We didn't play that long, then we'll start playing Street Fighter, so.
We played for a lot. We played a lot longer than you think.
We did.
Yeah, we did because we kept dying to start. Yeah, it seems like we played like 15 minutes worth of like actual game time. Like, you know, had we not died like 400 times? And yeah, it was. It's
hard.
It's really it's hard. It's fat though. It's like it's 3D. It is 3D, but it's 2D. It's a 3D engine, but you only play the game 2D. So at least you have some depth and really detailed character stuff. Now I bought it.
Feel
of Contra. Yeah, the look of 3D, but it played 2D, which is
new features they have.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. Did you know Bonk's Adventure? They're remaking that same way. They're making it a 3D engine, but you only play it 2D, so it gives you the really good graphics of well-drawn polygon stuff, you know, well-animated polygons, but it's only 2D, so you maintain the gameplay. I'm so happy to see this kind of stuff. I bought Contra just a little while ago. I didn't buy it when it came out. I didn't know if it was worth it. I waited. I pussed around. For some reason, I didn't buy it. I finally picked it up on the off chance that I would like it. We didn't play it for weeks until just the other day. For some reason, we were just really, really focused on playing a good game. And I said, well, we'll play Contra. We'll try this out. And I could not believe how great it was. My only complaint, which is not a complaint anymore, and it was a complaint when I first checked it out, was that the guns that you start with are set the whole game. You only get three guns. You get like a flamethrower, some kind of shooter gun, you know, like a regular rifle that shoots all the way across the screen. And then you've got, what do you have? Like
machine gun?
You know, that was the machine gun. You got a flamethrower and some kind of weird like homing missile thing. Yeah, it was like, you shoot this thing out and it hits the ground and then cruises across the bottom of the floor. And if you can charge up all these guns too. Like you hold the button down and let go. And then, like, the flamethrower shoots out, like, this bigger fireball.
More powerful.
You know, right? It's cool. Now, the controls were great. You actually could change the controls, right? You had buttons to keep your character standing still while you aimed your gun so that, like, you could shoot behind you without turning around and walking behind you. You know, like, if you want to shoot somebody in the left, but you don't want to walk left.
So they did a really good job with the analog.
It's great. Yeah, I mean, and then you had like
target locking.
You had a fire. It wasn't a target lock. It's like a fire direction lock. Yeah. So you could shoot straight up and walk left and right, and your guy would always shoot straight up. So that, like, if you're finding a boss that's above you, you wouldn't have to stop, aim up, shoot for a little bit, walk, aim up, shoot. You could just hold up and walk and shoot at the same time.
That's bad.
It was awesome. Now the graphics were amazing. They were like exactly what I've been wanting for the longest time in these games. Like, all these 3D games I play, they're nice. They're amazing. They're great. So what? I played Unreal Tournament 2003. It's beautiful. It doesn't have that certain feel that I had playing, like, Sonic on my Genesis when I first played. You know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't feel like that. Now, okay, those are
the magic.
Totally different games. I know that was probably a real... That was like dildos and sandwiches.
You mean dildos and a Subway?
Totally different, you know, like, apples and oranges. I'm trying to think of like a good example, like Mario. No, Mario's a bad example because Mario Sunshine's a good game. Ratchet and Clank, or no, that's a good one too. They're all kind of okay. A bad a bad one of those.
Which one?
Doesn't have, well, like, okay, see, I don't like them, but people like them, other people like them. People like Ratchet and Clank, they like Jak and Daxter, people like this, I don't, but okay, let's just assume for a minute that
Magnum is.
That everybody has my view on these 3D games. All these platform games that should be 2D, right? Let's just assume that everybody has my feelings on that. So we'll take whatever game, doesn't matter, Jak and Daxter, Ratchet and Clank, whatever. It doesn't feel right. It feels like it should play 2D for some reason. And for some reason, nobody will give us a 2D game this day and age. And I am so happy to see Bong's Adventure and Play Contra where it's 2D, but using a 3D engine. That is gold. That is beautiful. Bring those kind of games back. Side-scrolling 2D shooters don't have to die because we have 3D accelerators these days. They don't have to. Take an example from Contra. Sure, it's a little hard, but it's awesome. Because it's like, you know what, pretty soon, like, we found, like, you know, hello, you get better as you play. You know, people get used to being able to blow through. We never even beat the first level.
Well, you were, yeah, I mean.
No, there's three parts, remember? Like, it said there was beginning, middle, and then we never got to, like, whatever's after that.
Oh, we killed a boss.
Because remember when we died?
Yeah, that huge turtle thing coming up.
There's like, yeah, and we couldn't kill this damn thing, right? Yeah. I mean, it was just burly. But there was, like, a level that we were on snowboards and stuff, too, like, going down, trying to dodge this big worm that was diving in and out of the mountains and shit.
That part was 3D, though.
You know, yeah, that was 3D, but it was cool. But remember in Contra, original Contra, in between the level, like, every other level, you had that 3D look.
Yeah, yeah,
so they kept the Contra style of that, at least. There was, like, a in between.
It was bad, because the last few Contras they made,
yeah, weren't so great. I didn't like them either. Yeah. I just didn't find them very fun. Even, you know, yeah.
I'm glad to see this.
Even the Game Boy Advance one, what was that called? Just regular Contra?
Oh,
that was for PS2 too, I think.
No, it's for the Super Nintendo. It was Super Contra, and I didn't like that one.
I didn't like that one either.
You know, for some reason it just didn't have the Contra magic, but I'll tell you what.
It was pretty far along, was on the airplane.
Yeah, you played the crap out of that. But this game is just hands down amazing. The graphics are beautiful. It's so fun to get your ass kicked in a game again. I mean, it's just great. It's good side-scrolling, shoot 'em up, kill everything, explosions everywhere. I mean, perfect explosions, perfect graphics, a 2D side-scroller. These are the games that, this is what we pictured. Like, now when you think back on Mario, like, in my mind, the graphics didn't look like they did. They looked like that. You know what I mean? Like, when I think back, they were way more detailed, but they're not. You go back.
I do that all the time. I'd be like, thinking on an old game, that game was awesome.
And
I'll go out and I'll grab it, you know, because it's now freeware, because I'm so old. I grab this game and I play it, and I look at it and I go, this is crap.
You know, but it's still fun.
Yeah, the graphics are crap.
Yeah, it's just a little,
like,
surprising. I mean,
hey, that don't look like I remember it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but that's not so, I mean, as long as the game's still fun. And last week I played through Super Mario Bros. 3, Nintendo. Not the fixed up one. Not the Game Boy Advance one. I mean, I played through the original Nintendo Mario 3 last week, and I loved every minute of it.
My wife still plays that game all the time.
It's fun. It's a good game. You know,
I set her up for ROMs on her computer and let her go to town.
I'm going to get myself a Nintendo. Just good to have it.
Yeah, just good to have it.
I still got one somewhere. I think it's at my brother's house.
We're getting a little out there. I got rid of mine. Just a little bit ago. I shouldn't have, but I didn't have any games anymore. Anyway, speaking of older games, check this out. Now, I probably talked about this before, but it was a long time ago. The Doomsday Engine. Doom went, they open sourced the engine for Doom, so a lot of people were able to get their hands on the engine and take a look at it and make these crazy things. Before that even, these guys had this crazy front end to Doom, and now it works for Doom, Heretic, and wait, let's see. Doom, Doom 2, Shareware Doom, Final Doom, Ultimate Doom, Hexen 1, I guess it is. Hexen 1 Beyond Heretic. Heretic 1, and then the expansion for Heretic, or maybe both expansions for Heretic, whatever it was. Anyway, all that shit, right? It works for that. And it's like it gives it a makeover for today's interface, at least. Now, the graphics are... Now, see, this was a little difficult, too, because I found out, I didn't do it, because it was a little involved, and I just didn't have the time, and I just wanted to play. It looked like people were making 3D recreated models for all these games. Like, so, when you would come around a corner, and there's a Caco Demon, remember the big red dudes you would shoot on Doom? Instead of being a sprite, it was a 3D model dude. And people were, I saw models of these things up there, and I'm pretty sure that you could just plug it right into this thing called the Doomsday Engine. and fire up Doom, and it uses the same WAD file. It just patches the crap out of it and uses something to change, completely change the interface. Suddenly, you have jump. If you want, you can turn that off so you stay like you did before with no jumping. But I like having jump. Even though I don't use it to gain access to areas I shouldn't have, I like jumping when I'm walking down a hallway.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know why, it's habit now. Yeah, totally, right? It gives you the ability to have play online. You couldn't play Doom over the internet. And if you could, remember we had like modem games where it was like two players, and then you had like the LAN where it was four players.
Deathmatch,
you know, Deathmatch Cooperative, I'm sure it's all in there. I know at least Deathmatch is, right? This is, and it's free. All you gotta do is have Doom. You know, and you can still download the Doom shareware WAD and still play. It's awesome. You have full mouse look capabilities.
That's awesome.
You know, yeah, for that's Doom, good. Right? Yeah.
You have original Doom at home.
Yeah.
See, now, it's ideas like this that we need more of in the gaming industry. That's,
yes. Stuff, you know, see, now this isn't a soulless rehash. This is what my biggest problem is. Every first-person shooter today is, there's no real soul behind it. The company just said, we need to sell a first-person shooter, so let's say this.
Yeah, let's rip off something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right now, you know, these
were... Like, look at the expansions for, like, say, Heroes 3. Most of them suck.
Wait, the expansions for Heroes 3?
Well, they didn't
Armageddon's
suck.
Blade.
They didn't add much.
Shadow of whatever it was. There was two. There was Armageddon's Blade and Shadow of something. Shadow of something. Whatever it was. But that one was pretty disappointing.
Yeah, let's talk about that free one we found.
We did last week. The Wake of the Gods or whatever. Yeah, that thing is amazing. That was free. People put effort into this.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Do they have a new release to it?
What?
Heroes?
To what? Who did?
Do they have like the new expansions? Or just new missions?
One expansion did.
Oh, okay.
Way back then, dude. That was Heroes 3.
Yeah, that was hell old.
Yeah, that was hell old.
But we still play it.
We still, yeah, it's still great. We were just playing all last week. Kuroshi wants to play with me now. And he loves that
nice.
Game. And I was like, dude, we'll play one day, you know? I want to. He just asked me at like 4 o'clock in the morning. That's the problem. You know, he's like, hey, want to play Heroes? I'm like, are you kidding?
4 o'clock in the freaking morning.
Last night he asked me at, I think, 2:30. I was like, I'm going to sleep, you know. I get to go to bed like 4 or 5, but still it's not enough time for Heroes usually.
Yeah, what is our match? This average match lasts,
like,
what?
8 hours?
Yeah.
Not the low end problems sometimes. Well, about an average 8, yeah, because we have our 18-hour games, and we still have our 1, 2, 3-hour game. If we get screwed on the map generator.
Yeah, you got screwed like 3 times.
Yeah, I had a row, I was so mad. Anyway. This Doomsday thing, I'll put a link up there, and you can, if you're dying to check it out while you're listening to the show, hit Google and type in J Doom. Just the letter J, D-O-O-M. One word, it should pull up the homepage for this thing, I can't think of what it's called off the top of my head, or what the URL is. It's called the Doomsday Engine, it's free, it's small, too, it's kinda small. And it gives you full control over all this stuff that we have in today's games, in Doom, and Heretic, and Hexen, and all that crap. And I never got to play, Heretic's other missions all the way through. I only got to play part of the demo, but I remember a long time ago I picked it up with Doom and all the other games. So I had the WAD, I just never played it, because the controls suck now. Trying to use the arrow keys to walk, and control for shoot, and alt for strafe, and I can't do it now that I'm used to, you know, the mouse and keyboard WASD setup.
Yeah.
So I got this, and I can make my controls exactly that. I can add the ability to jump. They have like, you can use like OpenGL on it now too, and it blurs the image so it doesn't look so pixelated and ghetto. I mean, it's fantastic. So I urge you, to go out and check this out. Those games were so much fun, and in my opinion, better than like the today's versions of similar stuff. Like, look at
Look how big they
Serious
were too,
Sam.
With what they did. I mean, you got one game and you're off. 2 megs. 2 megs? That's huge.
This doesn't even fit on a floppy disk.
And it's like, you get like, okay, perfect example, Dark Age.
You get 3 CDs.
Darklands, I'm sorry,
okay.
Darklands. Four
floppies.
And we were going, oh my god, that is too big.
This is the biggest game we'll ever see.
Yeah, we played that game for hours. And so now you have games that are like 3 gigs sitting on your hard drive.
Oh, I know,
and
Real Tournament 2003 is
small.
Huge. And they're, yeah, you get like, you get 8 levels. Here you go, have fun. It's like, are you kidding? Okay, sure. Most of it, though, I think is graphics and sound, though.
Yeah.
Most of it's like media. But you know what? It doesn't
still,
make up for the gameplay.
They're not the quality they once
they
did.
Just, yeah, they put a lot of effort into graphics and stuff. They got the quality down. Stop working on it so much. We know that it looks good. Work on something like gameplay and stuff like that. You know,
we do
want to
see
testing.
Virtual reality.
Yes, we do. I really do want to see something. What are you doing, Wolf? Ready to pass out? So anyway, this Doomsday thing is awesome. I had a blast playing through Heretic the other day. I mean, I sat here and I was just mowing stuff down. You know, and all three keys work. The middle mouse button works. The scroll works.
Nice.
You know what I mean? In Heretic and in Doom and all this stuff. It was great. And I really got to go check out that weird 3D model stuff because it looked like today, one of today's games almost with all the 3D models. I was playing it with just the OpenGL look where it's a little bit blurry, you know. And of course, it runs like a friggin' dream. You know, and I'm dying to play this online.
500 frames this
time? Yeah, it was moving on my box. It was just, it was fat. So this thing is the Doomsday engine. They called it J-Doom, J-Heretic, J-Hexen was what the original projects were, and they ended up making it like one conglomerate called the Doomsday Engine or some crap like that. Anyway, I'll put the link up there. Some other games I really wanted to talk about were for the Game Boy Advance that I saw that kind of caught my eye. Most Game Boy Advance games I kind of ignore because they suck, unless they're like remakes of old, and I know they're good, like Super Mario 3, you know, I mean, that's gotta be gold, and they added stuff to that too, to make it an even better game, that would make somebody like me, who still loves Super Mario 3, still wanna go own this, you know, and it's like, I like the Castlevanias, those are good, Advance Wars, they're great, Metroid, a fantastic game, hordes of crap for the Game Boy Advance though, so I have a really hard time finding out what is a good game. And something that caught my eye was one that I know was a fantastic game on the computer was SimCity 2000, what I consider to be the best SimCity. SimCity 3 sucked. Yeah. SimCity 4 I haven't heard anything about. It has been out for a while now, and I just kind of was like, whatever. The original SimCity was fun, but it wasn't like SimCity 2000.
Yeah, SimCity 2000 was.
Yeah. You bought SimCity 2000 back when we had 386s.
This one did.
You know, no, you did.
I did.
Yeah, you remember that? Oh my god, that game is so. Two floppy disks.
I mean, 5-6 hours, so we'll go by like that.
Yeah, I used to play it at work.
Watch your city grow, man.
Oh god, I mean, everybody knows what SimCity is. You know, so I'm not even going to bother covering
it. If you don't know what it is, you're a moron.
Yeah, you're missing. Yeah, there's something wrong with you. Okay.
Your mom dropped your head on the floor.
They're not magnets. Oh, I love it. That one's getting clipped.
Damn it.
I know that was going to be a wolf wave first thing tomorrow.
Yeah, clip that shit.
No, I'm not clipping it out. Modem's going to clip it and make a wave out of it.
God damn it.
Drop your... You say the best shit, man. Everybody needs one of you.
Cool. I love you, man.
You're the one who says all the quotable stuff here. It's not me. I'm just here to spew news and just keep the flow going, man. I try my best and do all the work. Alright. What was I talking about? Oh, SimCity, man. Yeah, that was, I thought, the best one. I want to see a new Sim Earth, but I don't know if it's ever going to happen. They're so concerned with their Sims game, you know, the people one.
Yeah.
And they got like 97 expansions out, you know, okay, whatever, guys. I'm talking
Sims,
about...
go to Las Vegas!
Yeah, just because... Yeah, I mean, you know, exactly. They keep adding all this crap, and it doesn't make it any better to the game than it was before. I mean, I had fun with it for a week, and that was it, and that was just...
Yeah, it got me playing that crap.
I know, it was great when we call each other, dude, I got the blue wallpaper in my house with the green carpet, it looks so good.
Nancy's coming over tonight.
Yeah, I gotta get some brownies cooked, and I have to pick up the living room. I'm gonna try to add on a new room for her to see. Yeah, okay, we were a little gay playing that, but you know, it was fun for just a little bit, but man, I don't know, it just got old quick. But you know, SimCity was one of those games for me that just didn't get old. It seemed like, because I could have a new idea for my town, you know, you're limited on your house with that one, and your people, and that just ran out for me. You know, it's like, okay, sure, I made me. Everybody, I think, made themselves right off.
Then you got sick of fucking making them happy.
I died curled up in a puddle of my own piss with a bunch of computers in my living room. Yeah, my guy was like, you know, he spent every dime he had on TV. He had a TV, a stereo, and then like a ton of computers and slot machines, and he had all these pinball, like he had a whole game room, and he just lived in it practically, and it's like, I neglected everything, but it was just like me, but he ended up like giving up on life and just... peeing on the floor, and he had garbage everywhere. He would like call for pizza every day because life was just too horrible outside, and he like the neighbors hated him.
Because go to work.
I mean, he never went. Yeah, he was a bum most of the time. He was just, he just didn't care. He just kind of, and it was great because you know what, that's probably what's gonna happen in real life. But whatever. Then it's like I tried making the family, and then the game got old. You know, but SimCity, man, you can do all kinds of stuff. You know, you could totally screw with your people. You know, like, I would...
Like, what was that game where you played, like, God?
Oh, Populous?
Yeah.
Dude.
I love that game.
Is that for Sega Genesis?
It was for all kinds of stuff, but yeah, I think they had a Genesis
probably
version.
Screw them over, you know.
You could do all kinds of that. Cool stuff like that. And that's what, like, Sin City just is great, because you can do good things with your city, and if they're pissing you off, you know, you just build a bunch of industrial zones around their homes. Choke on the smog, bitches!
Coin the hurricane.
I think a new one.
Yeah, you had
City
tomatoes.
4.
Sin City 4, yeah.
You could put monsters in the town to destroy it.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that is awesome.
That'd be... See, I gotta try to play Sin City 4. I haven't tried it because
Sin
City 3 sucked. Yeah, I wanna try it. Sin City's a good game, but for the Game Boy, you're not gonna get Sin City 4 on there. So, Sin City 2000, I think, is a good bet. I'm hoping to see... You know, soon what happens, I don't know when the game is... Oh, wait, maybe I do.
That'd be great for them. Great long...
No, I don't.
...looking plane rides, you know?
I thought it was this fall, it said. Yeah, SimCity 2000 this fall for the Game Boy Advance. So, I'm hoping the graphics aren't total garbage, though. So, another Game Boy game that really caught my eye was something I can't even pronounce. Yu Yu Hakusho, Spirit Detective. I guess it's based on an anime series I've never heard of before. But what I know about the game, there's 20 levels... And you get to play 6 different characters from the series in this action game, I guess. Now, it reminded me, when I looked at the... Now, I've only seen screenshots of it, you know. And the game kind of looks like... it reminds me of, well, a three-quarter view overhead action adventure game. You know, you're running like Diablo, you know.
Yeah.
But not as insane. Right, you know, I mean, but basically you run around... Beat a bunch of people's asses and just progress from level 1 to 2 to 3, whatever. Looks like you're, you know, old kind of fun game where you run around just kick everything's ass, you know? Yeah, but Diablo takes it to a weird level. This sounds like good old sprite-based ass-kicking. That's what it reminded me of, you know? And that's what I guess I can put it. It just seemed like an adventure game that you just cruise around in and kick things' asses. But it looked cool. It looked cool to most of the stuff I normally see, which is why I kind of noticed it. I was like, wow, this is interesting. And it's based on an anime series, which is cool. Like, I had Record of Lodoss War for the Genesis, for the Dreamcast, a game I never should have sold. Kind of like Diablo around, hacking shit up. But just the fact that I was able to play in the world of something I like so much made it cool. And this is a reasonably popular series, I guess. So I think, you know, a lot of people might like that, to check that out and play in a world they might like. I mean, Futurama, dude, they have that for the Xbox and the PlayStation 2. I've got to find out if that game sucks or is cool.
Futurama. I haven't heard anything
about it. Yeah, me neither, man. Because I don't, like, Simpsons Hit and Run, I don't really, like, Simpsons are okay.
I mean,
they're funny,
it out.
But I'm not...
A review on that probably
next week
time,
or something. Yeah, okay. But, you know, I like the Futurama world way more than I like stuff like, for some reason, the Simpsons world. So I keep seeing the game, and it looks so neat. You get to play the dudes, you know, and I saw Bender and Fry all rendered in 3D and shit, you know, man. It looks like a good game. I really like that. See, this is where I shift into my 12-year-old marketing. Look, mommy, it's Bender.
Buy it.
You know, totally. And it was only $30, and I was like, oh, I gotta have it just because it's Futurama. I didn't buy it, you know, but I should have. I wanted to, but I was like, no, you know, I learned when I was a kid that these games suck generally.
I always look in magazines, like, even when I have my Genesis,
do you see
my
that?
Nintendo. Yeah, yeah.
That's like a foot pile. That's like a foot and 3 inches of magazine. You're not Legion until I'm done reading. I just haven't read shit.
Yeah, right. It's gonna be,
I've been reading them, actually. No, I read like 5 in the last like 3 days.
We'll take them.
Shut up.
But, you know, I used to read the reviews, you know, so I never bought too many crappy games. But there was a time I would look at something and I'd go, wow, check this out.
Yeah,
I just grab it.
Exactly.
It looks cool.
I've been reading game magazines since the first issue of Sega Challenge is when I started reading game magazines. I had to be, 6, 5? I mean, I remember seeing Afterburner on the cover. I remember the cover with Michael Jackson. You know, these old ass magazines, and I've been reading these then, and I still buy crappy games because I'm like, oh, it looks so cool when I'm in the store. So, I'm out of games to talk about. Wolf, do you have anything to say? Oh, fuck, no, I'm not. Go ahead. I got one last thing to talk about if you have it.
Oh, the movie.
Okay, no, games.
Games, no.
Focus, okay. The last thing, check this out, I was reading Nintendo Power last couple of days ago, and I did not know this about F-Zero. They've got an online competition going on right now where you can play your F-Zero single player on the time trial mode, and you do your race, and when it shows you the high score screen, in Nintendo Power is like a 20 combo code you gotta punch in, right? Up, down, left, hold R, Z, let go of Z, press left twice. You know what I'm saying? Insane code. They published it in Nintendo Power's last episode. I don't know how long this has been going on. I obviously haven't read any issues of it until just that one. And it generates, I guess, some kind of insane code on your game, which you then take to the internet, type in this monster code, and you get ranked in their worldwide circuit.
Whoa.
That is so cool. That is cool. Isn't that awesome? I don't know if there's prizes or anything. I just saw it and was like, what? I hopped on the internet. I looked. The website was up. You get to pick English or Japanese, so I know it's all over. I didn't go any further than that. I wrote down the address. I meant to go check it out. I rented F-Zero because I wanted to check it out. I played it for like 20 minutes and just hadn't had a chance yet. The site was f-zero.com and... Wait, that couldn't have been right. I think it was the Japanese site. It must have been f-0.jp, and it bumps you to this one, because this isn't what I typed in. There's no way. It's way too long. I'll have it on the show notes. But how cool is that? That you can rank yourself against everybody else, you know, that's going to go take the time.
Have you tried it yet?
No, I haven't tried. I rented F-Zero, and see, I'm kind of stalling on what to buy, because, like, Mario Kart is out today. We saw it. Wolf played it. Shit, he played the 50cc, though. It was all hella slow, though. So I didn't buy it because I didn't know if it was any good. We rented F-Zero and played it for like 20 minutes. It was good. We just had to leave. We just had stuff to do today. So hopefully I'll be playing in the next couple of days.
I was hungry.
You were hungry. So
you're always hungry.
Yeah, exactly. You're always hungry. I wasn't that hungry.
Yeah, I would take a sandwich.
Little sausage.
So, mayo.
Hey, I really, really thought that was cool of them. And I hope we see more stuff like this because that is awesome. Especially if there's prizes. If you could, like, win, they have, like, whole circuits and stuff from
one. Even a shirt, man.
Even a shirt would be cool, dude. A free t-shirt for being the fastest lap on whatever game, or the fastest time, or the winner of the whole series.
That would be cool.
That would be so neat. Now, see, this is why I believe that Nintendo is still in it for the games. I really believe that Microsoft is in it for the money. PlayStation, they've clearly come, you know, they've proven to me that they're in it just for the cash. But the crap that, you know, it's quantity over quality for them. Microsoft, they're trying to buy their way into a huge market, you know. Nintendo?
I am Bill. You know, you roar.
Bow down, give me your money. But Nintendo does stuff like this. You know, Nintendo, they try, they've got a lot of work to do, and they got some catching up to do now, because they may be in it for the money, I believe, these other companies, but they have done some good stuff. Nintendo needs to pick up on that, I think, and grab that
the
and
ball for a little bit. But
yeah, I think they.
I've seen them coming back.
You know, I mean, the Cube, I was pretty disappointed with until the last couple of months, and all of a sudden, I loved it. It was just all these great games I wanted to play on it, and I'm just blown away. And I hope the GameCube 2 or whatever they end up making it just rocks. And I would really love to see them snatch the title back from Microsoft and PlayStation. As much as I like my Xbox, I would dig. See Nintendo crush the competition again. I think it would just be cool and big kind of in your face. But, you know, me and my pipe dreams of Sega coming back and crushing everybody too, because I have my loyalties with them, first and foremost. But that's right, service games raised me. Anyway, we got some movies that we all saw too. Now, before you go on your Matrix Revolution 3, whatever the hell one it is, screw it anyway. I haven't seen it. I don't even care, dude. The second one I thought was just so lame that I didn't care. I saw some of the coolest stuff. Now, I'm going to get so much shit for loving Daredevil. But Daredevil I thought was a fantastic movie.
You're gay.
I'm not gay.
So gay!
Did my neighbor upstairs just call me gay? I'm telling you, man, I don't know why Daredevil got such a bad rap. The only part where it was kind of cheeseball was when he was fighting this chick in the playground. He was fighting with some chick kind of messing around. But, like, the rest of the movie was, like, I was sucked into it, man. It was great. The effects were awesome. The story was really good. I mean, like, the way they laid it out for you. I mean, you didn't have to know anything about the comic series ahead of time.
I liked the movie.
You know? You did?
I did see it. I liked it. I didn't think it was the best movie I'd ever saw. But, yeah, I liked the movie. I would go buy this movie.
Yeah. See, I bought it, like, months ago and never watched it. It's just been sitting here. So, remember the other day you called me and I wasn't leaving the house. I was in pain, right?
Yeah.
That was the day I watched it. And I just could not believe how good that movie was after all the bad shit I heard. You know, it's still... I mean, I own it. I'm keeping it. I think it's great. It's a good movie. You know, I was impressed with it. I mean, there was nothing wrong with it. I mean, I cannot think of why anybody thought it was such a bad movie. The acting wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. It wasn't.
It's probably a lot of it's probably Ben Affleck.
Yeah,
I don't know when Ben Affleck got such a bad rap.
He's always been a good actor.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look at this.
He's a good actor, but, you know.
And of course, he's done a little few little gay roles. You know,
but so what? So is Brad Pitt. But he's like my hero after Fight Club and Seven.
Yeah,
awesome, you know, Legend of the Fall. You know, a movie you keep telling me I gotta see. Must be fantastic. He's in that. You know, I mean, so what? He's done some chick flicks or whatever. You know, he's a good actor. Ben Affleck has done some cult stuff though, like all the Kevin Smith movies. That's great stuff. He should have a following based on that.
Yeah.
You know, yet he gets kind of a bad rap, I think. But man, I really enjoyed it. It was sad though. It was like fucked up. I was watching it just going, no. You know, that should have been just, I don't know, man, like happier. But so what? It wasn't. I'm glad it wasn't all happy and cheeseball.
I don't like movies to be all happy.
No, me neither. That's why I was shocked. That's why I was shocked.
You go, wow, oh my god, I can't believe they ended it like that.
Exactly. That's what it blew me away. I was just like, oh my god, I can't believe this. But you know what? That was fat. That was awesome. And then, like, I haven't seen The Hulk. Now, Wolf, you bought that how long ago? Like a month ago? You bought it the day it came out. The Hulk.
I didn't buy it.
I swear to god, you said you bought that the day it came out.
No, I didn't. No.
I've heard nothing but bad about that movie anyway.
You stole it, you dirty bastard. But you haven't watched it yet?
Piracy.
No, a little clip of a preview.
A little, well, hook me up with that little clip of a preview, because I might want to buy it, but based off of everything that I've been hearing, and...
Of course, in our room, you know, you're...
You guys didn't hear it stank, tore... In fact, I was on the phone with him in Arizona, in Mexico when I heard him talk about it. He hated it. Originally, I heard him on the phone. He hated it, and so I have to go with his opinion on it, but I would, you know, based off of just me not having seen it yet, so I'm going to have to say that he's probably right, but I would like to see this clip of a preview you've got, see if I should go out and buy it.
And the special effects are great, but I heard nothing bad about everything else.
Yeah, I did hear a lot of bad about, but I heard a lot of bad about Daredevil, and I thought it was a fantastic, and look at my movies though, it's like I do have like X-Men and, you know, even Final Fantasy Spirits Within, I thought it was a great movie.
Yeah, so that one's awesome.
Maybe I'm just fucked in the head or something, but...
No, well, you're pretty much right on your movie.
X-Men 2 comes out the 25th. Oh my god, and then I'm sure they're going to release a 2.5 in a couple months and I'm going to piss off.
Oh, you see they're coming out with a fat edition of the Two Towers.
I have it.
You just bought it today. No.
Did it come out
today? Yeah, I have it.
$25.
That one.
Get it from Shopko, that's $22.99.
Yeah, I got the middle one, the one with four discs, and it's, oh here, there's a disc in here for you too. We all got one, so here, it's free. They were giving them out at Best Buy, I don't know what it is.
Got coupons in there too.
Yeah, all kinds. Anyway, yeah, look. See? It's the four disc version of the Two Towers. Just like the other one I got.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, but they made a fat, fat one. They made one that's like an extra DVD, and it's a, I'm not gonna open it, so, right now. I haven't opened it. Yeah, for some weird reason, I didn't open the other one either. I just never got around to it because I have it. You know, I've been watching it this whole time. So no sense in opening, I figure. I mean, not at least for a while. Not until one day I'm dying to see the extra content, which I have anyway. But in any case, yeah, they have one though with five discs. This one was only $25 on sale at Best Buy. They have one with five discs and a sculpture of Gandalf, I guess?
Gandalf.
Gollum. What the fuck's wrong with me? Gollum, or, but is it him? Or is it somebody else? Frodo? Who is it?
I think it's Gollum.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember, but I saw it. Anyway, it has five discs, it's got a little sculpture in him, it's got a book in it, and it's like $60 though. On sale.
Man.
Yeah. So that's why I got this one. This one's fat. Anyway, this is what I want. Screw the other one. I don't want to pay all that money for a picture of Gollum. Or a sculpture of Gollum.
Man, I've seen Matrix Revolutions. I don't know how many people have seen this movie. I liked it.
I
didn't really like
it.
Dude,
I fell asleep watching the second one. I passed out. I had to go see it.
I liked this one. I finished it because I started the first one. I seen the second one. So I figured, I'm going to see the third one. You know? So I saw it. I liked it. I recommend it. I ain't gonna give it away because a lot of people will probably get pissed.
Oh yeah, people will shit. Don't give it away. But like, now see, my problem with the second one was the fighting. It's like, how many times have I seen Neo and the Smiths fight? Or how many times have I seen them, you know, go through the same panning camera swings around while they freeze in midair shot? You know, it's just like, okay, fabulous, beautiful. Show it to us once per movie.
Don't make the whole movie based.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, and that. You know what else? Bullet time has been showing up in all of our video games. right? Yeah. And the bullet, the air, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I'm trying to figure out how the listeners can. When the bullets shoot and they got, you see like
it
the air.
It looks like
ripple.
It's going through water.
Yeah, you see the air disturbance, right? Okay. For the love of God, every movie since The Matrix 1 has had that.
Even Bad Boys 2.
Even, I know! I mean, seriously, are you guys that out of fucking ideas? They whine and bitch in front of the movie theater when you go there before the movie. You gotta watch 5 minutes of some guy complaining that he's getting ripped off because we're pirating movies, you know, and, or whoever, and he's losing money.
I gotta buy my kids a car, man.
Yeah. And they're complaining, and it's not like they're giving us anything. They're using the same, and it's a computer program. This isn't like he painted this. It's a computer program that says, make the little water wavy thing behind the fucking bullet.
Special
effect. Yeah, it's not anything new now. It's not exciting. Give us something. The coolest thing I saw was that one movie,
Superman,
that you bought that had...
Superman.
Remember
where
the guy?
Fuck did that come from?
Remember the guy would break his leg, and all of a sudden the view would go to his bone, like X-ray shattering. And remember the guy?
Yeah,
guy,
that,
oh,
was,
yeah that was
what the hell was that?
I don't know, like Kiss of the Dragon.
No, Romeo Must Die.
Yeah. You know, Romeo Must Die was where I saw it. Yeah, the first time.
I've seen it somewhere else on a real good movie. Yeah.
I'm sure it's in all kinds of shit now though, because I've seen it again. But the first place I saw it was Romeo Must Die, and
I've seen
it
before.
So
that.
Cool. Well, what I'm saying, okay, point being, they're just ripping each other off. We gotta get something that they're cool.
Maybe
with,
the same
you know.
Company.
They, you know what? And they use that. They use that in Need for Speed Underground. In the demo for that game, and you fire it up, and they're putting the car together, that's how it goes through. Like, you see, it's all like you're seeing through the car, and the pieces are all... I've seen it before. They did it in, I'm sure they did it in that Too Faster and Furious, or...
Faster,
whatever it's called. Faster and Furious, or... Fuck that movie. Anyway, what else did I watch?
Probably a good movie.
Yeah, it might be a good movie. I didn't hate the first one like most people did. It wasn't fantastic.
I liked the first one.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I wouldn't own it, but...
I wouldn't.
I didn't like it that much. I don't think so. I don't know. There was one hot chick in that movie that you'd see for like 2 seconds getting in one of those dudes' car. The Asian dude's car. And that was like the whole highlight of the movie. Hey, what did you want to talk about?
RVSP.
RSVP?
RSVP.
A movie I've never even heard of, and I know the name.
No, I mean, I just pick it up, you know, I rent it, you know, I went to a video store, pick it up. This movie looks pretty good, right? Pop game, boom. You know what? It's a pretty good movie.
What's it about?
It's about a guy trying to get a flame and by inviting his friends over, having a party and a kill every single one of them.
Outside kills everybody that comes
to
the party.
Yeah, I'm telling people. Because he got his, he break up with his girlfriend, and his girlfriend dating another guy he and the other guy, like best buddies, he invited him over, boom, killed him, you know, have a party for this girl, say, this guy's going, we party, there's some sort of party for this guy, right? Which the guy he already did. And they had invited all those people come over and kill each of them by different ways.
That's an interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Yeah.
How was
it's
the
not bad.
How was the acting?
Acting's real good.
Real good acting?
Yeah.
That's important in a movie.
Other one I saw is Legally Blonde 2.
Well, how would you think of that?
That one, if you are an animal lover, you definitely want to watch it.
You love animals, don't you? Isn't that legal? Okay. I didn't watch Legally Blonde 2 yet, but I want to. I haven't gotten around to getting it yet. I gotta go rent that, and I hardly ever go to Blockbuster, but I like it because the first one was funny.
I've seen the first one. I like the first one. I hope the second one is good.
Yeah, me too. I think we're about done. I wanted one last movie to talk about that I thought was fantastic. The third disc actually was supposed to be out today, and none of the places have carried it yet. It's called The 12 Kingdoms. It's an anime. There's 3 discs to it. Each disc has 5 episodes, which runs about 2 hours, a little over 2 hours, I believe, for each disc, the total of the 5 episodes. And it's like a fantasy type, right? So it's not, you're not seeing like laser guns and shit like that. You're seeing swords and stuff. And it starts out like, you know, most anime does, where it's got like the high school kid that doesn't know they've got some power and gets sucked off into a magical world, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
everything starts like that, it seems like. But And usually I'm bored by that. You know, because to me it's like, oh, you know, these are getting to be the same in a lot of respects for most of these. And I'm kind of let down by that, you know, but they're still better than most Hollywood movies, so that's why I watch quite a bit. But this one, I didn't think I was going to enjoy it that much. Yet, when I found myself at about the second or third episode on the first disc, I was just hooked into it because of the characters. There's two high school characters that are girls, and one that's a guy who actually, his character doesn't seem that very well developed to me. But one of the girls, of course, is like the main character. You know, she's the one that has the story supposed to pretty much because of her.
Revolve around.
Yeah, that. Something came from another world to take her. She took her, one friend of hers, this guy, who happened to be there with her, and this other girl, I think her name was Sugimoto, and her character, I think, is fabulous, because I can totally identify with her. When they're in high school, in the first couple, like, scenes when they're in school, she's the girl that nobody talks to. She's the one that's, like, walking in the halls reading fantasy books to herself. Right? She's sitting there just reading these books, you know, like, the whole time. Nobody wants to be friends with her. She's kind of a loner and kind of dark, you know. She's got, like, black hair and everybody else has got, you know, long hair and they're all smiling and stuff. And she's just kind of a dark-looking character that just seems kind of sad and depressed. And just solo most of the time, you know, just alone. So, and at first I didn't really like it. It just didn't seem like it played out very well. I was like, oh man, this is just like everything else I usually watch, you know? But when they get to this other world, she just opens up, and it's facts, because her character acts just like I think I would act, for the most part. I haven't seen them all. I've only seen the first disc so far. I have the second disc. Third one's not out yet, and I'm kind of waiting for that, to watch the second one so I can watch it all at once. I like to think that if I can get sucked out here, I'm going to get fucking emails. You're a crackhead. I like to think that stuff like this is possible. And that if I was to somehow get myself into a world like that, where it's medieval enough and there's magic and people aren't using guns, they're using swords still, you know, stuff like that, that I would be very happy. You know, I could totally
identify right? with that, because I'm the same way.
Exactly. Yeah, I know, right? See, that's why I was really wanted to bring this up while you were here. Her character is like, every so often she's like, this is where I belong. This is it. This is what I want. This is what I'm supposed to be. And it's fantastic to see them take this character who at first I thought was going to be this very dull, dark character for no reason other than to be the dull, dark character, that all of a sudden she turns into what I'm focusing on the most in this movie, you know, in this series, because she's exactly like what I have been most of my life and how I would act, I think, that if this happened to me. Like, if I was just found myself in another world, I'd be like, yes, I'm home! Fuck you motherfuckers, I'm
where I'm never coming back.
You know, exactly. I wouldn't give a fuck about leaving anybody behind. Now, see, the main character is this goody little two-shoes, of course, who's, oh, my mom misses me, man. Right, all this whiny bullshit about how fucking she's so popular at school and she was the class president and everybody misses her, na 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 na.
And she ain't shit in this world.
Yeah, exactly, right? She's nobody. She can't even, you know, I mean, well, actually, she's the one person that can speak the language in this new world. But, she's nothing there. She's, you know, nobody, right? And the little weird quests and adventure stuff that they get on, you know, like they find themselves in this other world, turns out that they were brought there. Now, it's myth in this new world that there's, like, hurricanes that bring people from a mythical land into their land. Now, these hurricanes, or whatever it is, they have a word for it, Shogo or Shoku or something, whatever, that brings people from this mythical land called Japan, right? Destroys their land, right? Like when a hurricane hits, you know, southern Florida, it gets ravaged, right? In real life, this is what happens to us. Well, in this movie, when these people get brought over, they get sucked up into this thing, it brings them to this new land, and the hurricane decimates the land. The people are mad at the person it brings, because they blame this person for causing this hurricane or tornado or tsunami or whatever it happens to be, whatever it is. So that was kind of neat. It's like, wow, they got sucked into another world. Instead of being an immediate hero, you know, usually it's like, oh, hey, you were a high school kid, now you're God, here's the fat sword, the best armor, and boom, go out and kill evil for us. Now it's like, they're being hunted. They're hated by the people. They hate them, you know, and the king, it's called 12 Kingdoms, there's, you know, a fairly decent-sized area of land that this series takes place in. Each one has separate little kingdoms, right? And they find themselves in one, and like there's stories that happen on in the other kingdoms around them that affects them because they're going to these other kingdoms and stuff as they're finding out what's going on in the world. And one of the emperors is, well, I guess all of them hate him, but one in particular is, like, seriously after them, trying to kill them off. And I, you know, like they're bad. They got, you gotta get the fuck out of here, right? And it's crazy because it's like, people, they're trusting people. They're like, I mean, they have no money, they have no food, they can't speak the language. The one main chick can. And she can converse with them and her friends, right? In English, well, in Japanese, but yeah. In English for us, you know, okay? But then she speaks the same language, but they hear it different in that world. So she can communicate with both sides, but her friends can't. And it seems like they keep getting betrayed. They'll find somebody that's, you know, oh, I'll help you out. I'll hook you up with some food and clothes and money. And then it turns out they're trying to kill them because they know that they're bad. Or, like, they're going to be sold as prostitutes, you know, the chicks, you know, to, you know, whatever.
Oh, high school chicks.
You know, whatever, you know, whatever happens.
Down boy.
Calm down. It's crazy. It is just, it's really, really good. And I've only watched the first 5 episodes of I guess, 15. I'm loving it, though. I mean, as far as I know, there's only 3 of this. I don't know if the 4th one's
due
out.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you've got to watch these. You've got to see them. I think you'll love them. I mean, at first, I was so lost. Like, the first few episodes, I was confused. I was like, what the hell is going on? Because, like, this guy comes, and he's got, the creatures are awesome. He's got, like, these wolves that can fly, and they look all crazy and freaky looking. And he's got, like, this weird winged harpy type looking chick, but a good, pretty harpy, though, right? Like, a...
Yeah.
You know, harpies are kind of evil and ugly most of the time. Yeah. This thing is hot, and it's like almost like an angel harpy kind of thing, right? But it's like his friend. And I mean, there's just all this crazy stuff, and it's just... And she does have a fat sword, actually, which I assume plays some huge role in this, but I don't know what it is yet. And at the end of the first disc, they throw this twist into the story with the dark girl, the evil girl, that basically puts her in a position where she is like a rival... Like for lead character, it seems like to me. Like, all of a sudden, the story is kind of about both of them to me, it seems like now. But maybe it's just because I'm focusing a lot on her. I don't know if they're going to, like, kill her off or whatever, or maybe make her disappear, go back to the world, or just drop her back in her normal role. I don't know what's going to happen, but I just, like, I'm loving it. It is so awesome. So that's something to check out if you like this medieval, you know, fantasy anime like I do so much. And I actually somewhere came across a list of things that I should definitely check out. Some guy was saying, I don't know, I think I got this off of Amazon, where he said if you like AD&D style stuff, he'd recommend The Complete Shamanic Princess, Castle in the Sky, Magic Knight Rayearth, Princess Mononoke, okay, we've all seen that, Rune Soldier, which we have, which there's 5 discs too that we've figured out now. Did you go, oh no, you didn't buy it, the 4th one. Yeah, I got 1, 2, and 3 here. Fire and Ice and Scourge of Worlds. Yeah, that's the list. You know, so that's something for me to check out now, because like, I have a hard time finding, like, good fantasy-style anime without spaceships and all this crazy... Yeah, you know, I get tired of that, and it seems like it's all about big robots and, you know...
That's what Hollywood should concentrate more on, is fucking more fantasy movies. I would love to see more fantasy.
But I think they'd blow them, though. Like, they got lucky with Lord of the Rings, I think, because they spent an insane amount of money, and it's based on something that they already know is gold.
It's awesome.
It's probably
like, maybe some of Robert Jordan's books, you know, The Wheel of Time.
The Dungeons and Dragons movie.
The Dungeons and Dragons movie, I own it just because...
I mean, it's okay, but it's not that good.
It's not that good. You know what? It would have been... I thought it would have been great if it wasn't for the one guy. The
black guy?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Yeah, I was going to say, the black guy that tries to be funny. Yeah, he's just stupid.
One of the Wayans brothers.
You know? Yeah. One of the Wayans brothers guys, I think he is. Yeah, man, I just...
Football for a team.
Yeah, he kept trying to be funny through the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, it's getting old.
Yeah, I didn't care for that much at all. I didn't care for that at all.
But Chip was pretty hot, though.
You know?
That's like, you ever read Margaret Weis' Dragonlance?
Yeah.
You know how they always have the funny, stupid character?
Who's it? Margaret Weis, Tracy Pickman?
Yeah. It always had, what was that one? The little fucking hobbit.
The
Kinder.
Kinder.
Castle Hobbit.
Yeah.
He got annoying. I was like, oh, man, shut up.
Hey, you know what? I heard a rumor that Square's making a Final Fantasy movie based on the 7.
Yeah, they are. It's not a rumor.
That's not a rumor?
No, I've seen
it. I heard the graphics supposed to be better than the Spirits Within.
We'll see what happens, man. I don't know. I'll probably buy it regardless. I like to support this kind of stuff, which is why I'll probably buy the Hulk blindly, just go buy it. Just because I like to support these type of movies. You know, like, I don't see me buying Bad Boys 2. It was a good movie, but I don't see me really buying it. The first one I thought was gold. This one I thought was art. You know, I don't see me buying, you know, like, The Italian Job. A good movie. But it's not great. It's not something I could sit and watch all day. You know what? Maybe I might. You know what? I do like that a lot, though. The more I think about it, The Italian Job was fat. That was a good movie.
One of those speakers, Campbell Chicks clothes
on. Yeah. Bubba Hotep, there's one I'll probably buy right out of the bat. I mean, Bruce Campbell as Elvis.
Yeah.
You know, this sounds awesome. And they're fighting the mummy. You know, they're getting chased after by, I don't know what the whole story is, but like, oh my god, it looks fucking great, man. That's the kind of stuff. Maybe this is why we're nerds. You know, this is maybe how we get stuck with the geek label and why it's always a niche movie or, you know, the hardcore gamer who doesn't like to play Railroad Tycoon all day. Or maybe it's just that. Is it higher standards or we just really know what we're talking about?
Yeah, let's hope it's the latter.
I think so. I think we know what we're talking about. I think, you know, maybe it's a little bit of both, though. Maybe we do just have higher standards than everybody else for some reason. You know, I mean, I watch some pretty mediocre stuff and enjoy it, but I don't worship it like half it seems like the world does. I don't know, but I think we've rambled on for way too long tonight. I think this is the best show we've done in a long time. I hope that this... I enjoyed this way the hell more than I have, like, the last couple months. Because it's just me talking, and it's like, I talk until I go hoarse, you know, and it's like, it's mostly spewing out the news because I can't keep, there's nobody to converse with. Like, Wolf, you know, you're here, but you only say like four words.
It's show.
I'm on the fire.
Your mom dropped your head on the floor.
That was gold, dude. That was gold. That was awesome, you know, but I think it works better. I'm just going to have to hijack you from your house, like, every week. I don't care if you're going to whine a bitch. And, you know, maybe if you can't make it, you really can't. You know, I mean, hopefully Ode can do it. I don't think he likes doing it, though, because I always have to, like, trick him into doing the show. So I don't think we can get him too much, you know. It's hard to find people that are as dedicated to this, find the time to pull something like this off, you know, weekly especially. Now, it's been suggested to me that we should try to do it every other week. And my problem with that, now it sounds good right off the bat, oh yeah, it's like less work, but you know what, the problem with that is this, is every show that I know that has started out weekly and gone to bi-weekly, two things happen. One, I forget about them. 2 weeks goes by and I'm like, is it the week that show's out? Oh, I don't think so. It must be next week. And that happens like every week for some reason. I just forget about it. Two, they end up stopping the show right away, like within 2 months after that. We had some really good stuff that just moves to bi-weekly, and you just wonder if it's even worth it. Like, look at, like, Off the Hook and Off the Wall, right? 2600 shows with, you know, Manuel Goldstein. They're good shows, but he does them so infrequently because shit happens. Like, he gets bumped, or it's, you know, Christmas, or, you know, some excuse every month to only do one or two shows a month. And it's like, I'm so far behind on those, yet Radio Freak America, Bin Rev Radio, they do it consistently every week to bring us, you know, some fantastic stuff to listen to educate you, to get your mind thinking, stuff that you should try to share with your friends and your family, you know, try to get other people educated by listening to this. We've got, for fun, you know, we've got Retro Gaming Radio. It's once a month, but I've been told, see, I'm like 3 months behind on that, but I've been told it's 3 hours now, which is cool. You know, you could listen to it an hour a day, you know, once a week or whatever, or an hour once a week, and get your fill that way if it's too much of a chunk of your day to listen to 3 hours of it. It's a good show. I know I'm going to leave somebody out, even though I have like this huge archive of radio I stash. Like Hackermind was so awesome. I still go back and listen to the archives of that. You know, but you saw it happen. They went to 2 weeks, then they died off. Yeah, then it was just like, boom, they're gone. But, you know, like, real life shit happens. I mean, the show was gold, though, and it's just, you know, unfortunately shit gets in the way. Not only have, like, nothing to do that I'm responsible for the time being anyway, I'm happy that I can concentrate on the show, and I'm hoping that we made a good choice, you know, in what we're trying to do now from here on out, I think. I don't plan on stopping doing the show. I mean, I'm going to do it by myself if I have to, because I care about it that much. I really am dedicated to it. I like doing it. You know, I mean, it's just, it's something that's cool. I think it's something that we need. I think that if there wasn't something, you know, a gaming show for people to listen to, they wouldn't, you know, they'd have to read websites all day, and I don't know.
I get told, man.
It does, and you go to the same sites over and over and over. Like when
look at me, do I ever read anything?
No, but it's easy to just fire something up while you're playing Heroes to listen to it, you know? Like when I was at work before, working graveyard all by myself, all I looked forward to was the new episodes. Hacker Mind, Radio Freak America, Off the Hook, we didn't have Off the Wall then, Counter-Strike Radio. I don't even play fucking Counter-Strike. I hate Counter-Strike. Yet, every week I listen to Counter-Strike Radio. Now those guys have gone to do EverQuest Radio. It's gold. I mean, this is what I love listening to. This is, it's, you don't get the media spun stuff. You don't get, you know, ads, commercials, and all this bullshit. You get real people talking about, you know, real
things
stuff.
You care about.
Exactly.
Real people.
You know? I mean, I dig it, man.
Yeah, so, I'm real.
You know, In the Now. Shit, you want to talk about getting caught up with your news? In the Now by Slipmode. Dude, that show is fat. He does crap. I can't think of when he does it anymore. He used to do it once a month, and now it's like every week, or I think it's bi-weekly, actually. But again, I'm a little behind on it. But, because what happens is I download them and I archive all this crap, and I just start listening to it. Just like for like a whole week, I just catch up on like the last like 3 weeks worth of stuff is what happens. It's because I get busy and I can't listen to it right when stuff comes out. So like, I can't remember when stuff gets released. But, you know, In the Now, that's a, because that one's like, what's happening? You know, I mean, it's awesome. It's like, fuck CNN. Fuck Fox News, man. I listen to In the Now. That's got everything I want to hear about. They take out the greatest topics and the stuff that I want to hear about. Blow on this radio, they only have a couple, but they talk about some old, good old school gaming stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's, and it's funny. Those guys are comedians. They're hilarious. You know? So, there's something to think about, something to go listen to if you haven't heard yet. I try to remember to bring this up a lot. I don't think I bring it up enough, though, but there's a lot of good stuff out there, and I know I'm forgetting a lot of stuff. Like, Sean Kennedy used to do something every week. It was gold. You know, I never catch anything live, it seems like. But, you know, you can download archives of all this stuff for free. You know, I mean, he does video now, rather than radio. If you just like to kick back and watch something, this guy does video. You know, I mean, you could just sit back and watch it, him and Sim.
Well, we're not going to do video, because, you know, it would probably scare you off.
I have a radio face.
Will.
I have got a face for radio, I'll tell
oh,
you
I,
and you won't even fit in the camera.
Yeah, you...
Alright, I guess that's it.
Alright, see you guys next week.
Peace.